Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. Hey, what's up, BTR? Here we go, baby. Once again, PJ in the house. It looks like I got my famous number one call in the world. I'm going to take her out to a trip around the world. That Ms. Tam online.
Yeah.
What's up, Ms. Tam?
What's up?
All right, hold on 1 second.
Why can't we just get along?
Okay, here we go. Have you ever been outside the race? If so, why did you? Did it turn into a lifelong commitment, or did you go back to your race? It's a little juicy, but let the truth be told. That's the name of the show. Okay, before you get started, Ms. Tam, on that question, I got a call coming in from the 281. 281, what's going on down there in Big T?
It is your boy, the man, the myth, the legend, the Dean, School of Dayton.com.
Tam, that's where your man.
I see.
How you doing, Miss P?
How you doing?
No, that's Tam.
Oh, that's Pam. Oh, how you doing, Pam?
Tam.
Oh, Tam.
Yeah. We don't want to be politically incorrect around here now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You know,
we
get offended by a lot of people. All right, Tam, so what's up? Have you ever dated outside your race?
No, I don't do that.
Why don't
you? Don't do that?
No.
Why?
I just haven't wanted to do it.
But why not? Do you know what you're missing out on?
No, not really. I mean, I can't miss what I ain't never had, so, you know.
Oh, but
well, actually, you can.
Yeah, you can. Let me tell you why. Because there are men out there that will treat you like the queen that you think you are. Don't you want to be treated that way? Don't you want a man?
I mean, I am a queen, so I don't think I'm one. I know I'm one.
Well, what makes you a queen, though?
I'm a queen.
Well,
all black women are queens.
Where are your royal servants and your jesters and stuff?
They at the house.
Okay. I was wondering, because I'll have to check a queen with somebody of royalty, and, you know, you will bow and curtsy to. But that's just, you know, what I've been educated to believe, so.
Okay, Tam, well, how do you feel about black men that date outside their race?
I mean, if that's on them. I mean, if that's what they want to do. How
do you feel when you see a black man with a white woman and he's smiling?
No, it don't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah, it don't bother me, no.
Is it bother your girlfriend?
Huh?
Does it bother your girlfriend?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's that in the background that said yeah?
Say your name.
Put her on the phone. Let's hear. I want to see say
come
yeah.
Come on,
why does it bother? Why does it bother?
Speak. Let the truth be told. That's what we're here
let
for.
Let her speak. Let her speak. Don't be afraid. We don't bite.
I know that.
Okay, so why does it bother you when you see a black man out dating another woman of another race?
It don't bother me. I was just playing.
Oh,
you came out the first time now. Come on now. Let the truth be told. That's the name of the show now. Go ahead, speak your mind. We can't get mad when you speak how you feel.
I don't have a problem with white women dating black men.
But why does it always have to be white women? And can I ask you a question? Well, why do most black women think that white women are weak?
Tam, let me hear from you. Why are white women weak?
They're weak because they'll let a black man run slam through them. A white man, they will let you get rid of quick. But a black man, they will hold on to them thinking they got some.
Wow.
Black women ain't gonna do it. Some black women will put up with, some black women won't.
Well, wait,
that's why they go to the white.
When you say put up with, what do you mean by put up with?
Bull.
What is the bull? What is the bull?
The drama.
The drama.
Okay.
There are no working, no money having, baby popping sale.
So you're saying a white woman is weak and she'll put up with that, right?
No.
If you ain't got no job, you ain't got no car, you ain't got no house, you ain't talking to me. Period.
So it's all about
white women don't care if you broke, busted, and disgusted.
So basically what you're saying is a white woman is looking at a guy's character, not worrying about what he has to offer.
No, it's not always about what they got. He might be the nicest person in the world, but he ain't got no car, no job, no place. He ain't got nothing going for himself. He's a bum. A white woman will support a man. I'm not supporting a man.
Not necessarily he will support a man. What do you mean support a man?
I'm not going to support no man. If he disabled, you might get help. That's the only way. But other than that, as long as he's living, breathing, and can work.
You still got to say it.
But if he is able to work and he ain't working, then he got a problem with me because he ain't going to be with me.
Okay, now what if you, hold up, Tams, let me ask you a question. Say you married. Your husband got a nice, good job, and he ain't able to work no more. And he can't work, but he ain't disabled. What you going to do? You going to divorce him and leave him?
No, you better go give him a job. I don't care if it's at McDonald's. He's washing cars. He better do something, bring some money to the house.
Yep. I love that divorce system.
What if he can't get a job?
He better do something.
What if he out trying, but, you know, it ain't up to it. You know, he could go outside.
He can go
to
McDonald's. He can go to Burger King. He can go to Burger King. He can go to wash cars.
What if he hurt his back and he can't work and you got to
pick if he can't work, then he getting disability checks. So that's income.
So then again, it's all about the money.
Wow.
No, it's not always about the money, but when you got bills, and stuff, somebody gonna do it. I'm not doing it by myself. No.
Well,
you
know
by yourself now.
In other races.
Yeah, because I'm single by choice.
Oh, by choice. Oh, we keep going back to choice again. But in other races, did you know that women in other countries they treat their men like
that's them.
Respect.
Hold on. Let Dean speak.
Now you're saying that's them. Let me ask you a question. Tam, you go to, have you ever been to a massage spa or a massage parlor where they give you a massage?
No.
A foot massage?
No.
Okay. What's your favorite food, Tam?
I like seafood.
Okay, you like seafood. Okay, good. Okay, and what don't you like?
What, talk about food-wise?
Yes, food-wise.
I don't like no dressing.
Okay, dressing, like salad dressing or something?
No, dressing like stuffing, yeah.
Oh, stuffing. Okay, stuffing, I'm sorry. So let me ask you a question. If you could have all seafood every day, any different types of seafood that you love to have, would you like to have something like that, or would you rather have dressing every day that you get that you don't like?
Why would you want to eat something that you don't want?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So for a man, do you think a man wants to deal with a woman's attitude and anger and independence?
Okay, so
what
man is threatened by a black woman's independence? That's what it is. You're threatened by a black woman's independence.
It's not threatened. It's not a threat.
So a white woman ain't got no independence about herself.
White women have lots of independence. They do have independence, but and by the way, let's not just say white women, because it's not about white women. It's about all women outside the United States. Let's just say that, okay? Let's just say white women and Asian women and Middle Eastern, Spanish, Chinese, and Japanese. Let's just say all those other type of women other than black women, okay? Let's just say for Pete's sake. Now, we know there's bad in every race, okay? We'll say that. We'll say that first. But now let's go to – now, if you had a person that was independent, okay, was an independent thinker and still allowed you to be the man of the house and not fight you for house, head of household, didn't whine, bitch, moan, and complain, and always get mad when she didn't get her way, do you think a man would want to be with that person? Or would he want to be with someone who's independent but wants to fight for head of household?
It's not about fighting for head of household, but a man trying to control a woman if he's trying to go like that now.
But why you say control?
She'll play the little housewife role. That's her business. That's her.
But I'm saying, why would you say control? Why do you always think it's about control? It's not about control.
Most men try to control an independent woman. They don't like a strong-minded woman.
Now wait. Are you saying strong woman, or are you like saying strong black woman?
Race. It's not about race. There's a lot of women that are strong-minded now.
Okay, hold on. We got a call coming in from Ohio one time. Hold on one second. Hold on. We got a call from the 614. 614, how you doing? It's PJ. Let the truth be told. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Well, what I think about dating outside your race, I mean, what's the problem?
There you go. Bless her heart.
Okay. For you, just calling in at 614. I got, is this a black African American woman who just said that?
Yes, absolutely.
Whoa, damn.
Bless her heart.
Damn, what's up? What'd you say about that now?
Well, hold on, I mean, I ain't got no problem with it. You do what you
okay.
do.
Okay. Hold on one second. 7-8 caller. Caller, who we got?
678. I'm trying to get on the website. Do you guys have a chat box on there? Or no?
Excuse me?
Your chat box.
Your chat room open, bro?
Yeah, oh, man, you know what it should be? Let me hit it. Bam.
But
yeah,
it's on. Click on it, it's not working for me. I'm
okay, it's working now.
Soon.
Okay, let me go back to Ms. 614. Okay, you say what's the problem with it?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it at all.
Love is love, is that right?
It's about happiness.
Absolutely.
But when she said, I'm trying to figure when she says a man can't deal with an independent woman. That's what I'm trying. What does it mean?
No, a man can't deal with a mouthy, over-opinionated one. That's what it is. Don't get it twisted.
A woman that doesn't
the value of silence. That's what a man can't handle.
No, you ain't gonna put it in. All women ain't gonna sit there and be quiet and just take anything you say.
What do you mean take it, anything you say? What do you mean by take anything you say, though? Can't you give us specifics?
Repeat the question. I didn't hear you.
What do you mean by take whatever? You said that take from a, you know, they what was it?
The man can't handle an independent woman. Mm-hmm. That's what I think the comment was.
Well, the reason that a man can't handle an independent woman is because the reversal role has changed in society today, and the man, unfortunately, is not the major head of the household.
Oh, he should be, regardless. He should, even if the woman is making more money than the man, she still needs to allow him to be head of the household.
Okay, we got a call coming in from 601 from Mississippi. Mississippi, how are you doing out there?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right. What do you think about dating outside your race?
Personally, it's whatever you choose to do is your business. It's up to you. It's basically nowadays it's a matter of choosing someone that's going to treat you right and be respectful and just treat you like you're supposed to be, whether you're the man or whether you're a woman. It's just all about finding someone that's going to treat you the way you deserve to be treated.
Now I respect what all the ladies, what these ladies are saying, but you know what? It just seems odd to me that there are so many women out there of African-American descent, that is, that get so mad and so pouty and just so angry when they see a black man outside of his race with somebody else. And it seems like all these women here are all for it, but I'm sure there's someone out there that's against it.
Okay,
so
Sam.
Against a man being with a white woman is when he chooses to be with one that's, for instance, that is not on his level, that's not in, not to his, what I feel like should be to his standard when he's just going.
Well, hold on.
Just
stop you right there. Let me stop you.
A white woman just to say that he has a white woman and not based on what she can bring to the table and is, you know.
But how do you know what she's bringing to the table if you're not in that household?
Exactly.
Because she let him do whatever he wanted to do and go out and be a dog or whatever.
Okay, hold on, wait. You know what? I get to go out.
I love her. Then that's the only time I have a problem with
it. Wait, when you say go out, when you say go out and be a dog, what does go out and be a dog mean?
When he feels like he can go out and do whatever he wants to do, treat her any kind of way, dog her out, you know.
But you think a man that has a woman like that is going to treat her bad?
You can tell. How
oh, and the very, oh, the very same thing that the black woman do? Oh,
do
Lord,
what?
Man. Here we go. Here
Sean,
we go.
What are we talking about, man? What's the deal?
Oh, man, well, you know, dog, I mean, I'm listening to what the baby girl's saying, but these very things that she's saying that are attributed as stereotypical of viewpoints of white women, black women, you know, are themselves guilty of, and what the, and because they've decided to no longer put up with, they put the next man up on the court of judgment for what the ex-man has done. So where's the difference? And I don't understand where you're coming from here.
Okay, how about can we look at another scenario here? How about you brothers out there who would see a black sister, white man?
That's cool. I'm all for it. Hey, go for it. I'm all for it. Do it. Do your thing. It is. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm all for it. It's about them. It's all about, to me, it comes down to happiness, number one.
Thank you.
It boils down to happiness, but yeah. It boils down to if you get, because, again, I don't know if you ladies have been out of the country, and I'm not saying you haven't, but for a man who has been out of the country, you cannot imagine, and this is what black women, there are black women out of the country do this also. They will cater and take care of their man and make them feel like a great human being. Even if they making more money than that man, they will take care of that man.
Hold on 1 second, Dean. I got my baby brother calling in from Georgia there. Bro, what's up, baby, bro?
I can't call the PJ. What it is?
All right. What do you think about black man? Not necessarily black. Interracial relationship. Because we got there. We on the stereotype black and white. We talking about white can be white and Puerto Rican, white, and Japanese, Chinese. What do you think about interracial dating outside your race?
Man, if the person going to do you right, hey, race shouldn't be no difference. So, can be no consideration to it. And you can be with your own race, and they can dog you out worse than the next person can.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Whoop. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. We got a call from 214 out in Big Texas. Big Texas, how you doing out there? You got, what your input on this? I think this is a lady calling, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your input on dating outside your race?
I don't feel that there's a problem with it.
That is odd, man. I mean, all these women are saying, but it's just where they're everywhere
I don't feel that
I
there's
go.
A problem with it, but I do feel that there's a problem in society when we keep on bringing it up. It just puts us back one more step.
Well,
okay.
Every time that we
okay.
always have to have this discussion, it just puts us back one more step. Just let it be and stop discussing about it, and it'll be fine.
But you don't understand the looks that men get from women that when they see them happy and excited and they hug and they just have me happy.
Okay, now, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, bro. Let me throw this out to all the ladies say they don't see a problem with. Okay, let's say you know this one black guy that's dating outside his race, and let's say he come back and want to try to talk to you. Would you talk to him?
No. Why not?
Because I'm not going to put up with what she put up with.
What did she put up with?
She's the one taking care of. I'm not going to do it.
That's the question I want to know.
Yeah. What is putting up with? What is putting up with? What is putting up with?
Everyone
doing
what she's supposed to do.
So I mean,
black men have a problem with black women feeling that it's okay. That seems to be what the discussion is right here on this radio station.
But what's okay?
Is that black men have a problem with black women being okay with them dating outside of their race.
That's right.
No, we don't.
No, the show is, have you ever dated outside
because
of your race?
Why is that the discussion that black women have that it's okay that black men are dating outside of their race? Because y'all are putting us down saying that we have a problem with it when we're saying it's fine.
Well, okay,
hold on.
I'm going to stop right now.
As an individual woman, don't. But based on what we have all as men experienced, I can go, if right now, if I were to walk down the street.
Oh, so now you're grouping us together. You're grouping us all together,
woman.
And y'all don't like it when we group y'all together.
You can group
that
us together. It's
sense.
Fine. It's fine to group us together.
That's fine.
Now it's fine. Sure.
But see.
I mean,
Don't get hostile now. We just telling the truth here.
It ain't hostile, bro. It's just what I said. I mean, at the end of the day, they going to do what they do anyway. So, I mean,
hey,
Sean, I don't understand.
Let me stop it right now, man. My baby sister is calling in for my very first show, so I need to let her speak. I'm sorry. Everybody got to be quiet, but Soul Princess is on the phone. Soul Princess, hey, baby.
What's up, PJ? This is your girl, Soul. What's up?
All right. Have you ever dated outside your race?
I have never dated outside of my race, but I have actually had a crush on a guy that was white, but I have never dated outside of my race. I don't see anything wrong with it, whatever y'all believe red at the end of the day. We all black when life go out, player.
Let me ask you one thing. Okay, if someone dated outside their race, and then they try to come and talk to you, would you talk to them?
I mean, they would just, we used to date, and then they quit me because...
No. You see, someone you knew dated outside their race, and then they tried to talk to you after that relationship didn't work. Would you talk to them?
I mean, if they were cool people, man, I mean, it's about the person. It ain't about the color. You know, that's what they want to do because all of us have free will to do our own thing if we want to, you know.
Okay, now, Tam, I'm going to ask your input on this. You said that if he came and tried to talk to you, you're not going to take it because you're not going to put up with what? He put what the white woman or the other woman put up with. Why you say that?
Well, the reason why he ain't with her. He left her for a reason. Or she left him for a reason. Why come running to me?
Okay, Dean, okay, Dean, what's your input on it, Dean?
Somebody, you get a lot of background noise in the background. You can't really hear it much.
There's
a lot of noise going on.
I would like to say something. This discussion is about interracial dating. But what seems to be a sad commentary of the result of interracial dating is children. When children are created in an interracial relationship, they have to put up with a lot.
No, they don't.
They just tease it.
Have you ever, as black men, we love mixed women. Woo. Man. Oh, my good. They are the boy.
Okay, but you're not saying that dark-skinned women are just straight black women are not beautiful?
No, they're fine. I'm not saying it ain't bad.
There's a lot of beautiful black women also.
It's the attitude that kills the beauty, though.
Or white is a bed sheet.
Well, you can have... You can.
Mind is right, don't make me no diff.
Okay, let me ask this one question. Let me throw it out here. It's pretty interesting. Okay, to the ladies. Tam, I'm going to start with you first. Would you ever date outside your race?
I don't know. I'm not going to say no, but I'm not as of now on that.
You should try.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay, Miss Texas, 214, would you ever date outside your race, or have you dated outside your race?
I have already dated outside of my race, and it was
a
great
time. That's what I'm talking about, sister.
But, yeah, and I would do it again.
Praise God.
Okay, Miss Sibley, have you ever dated outside your race?
I have, and I will do it again.
Okay. Soul Princess?
Hell yeah, I did outside my race. They restricting themselves to just black women. They going outside. I mean, it's all about the person, TJ. You have to look at it like that. That's what I look at it like.
Okay. That's true. Okay, Sean, I'm asking you, bro.
I'm not having a show tonight. Next Thursday, 10 o'clock, everybody.
All right, y'all need to check out my sister on Soul Princess. Dean, I need you on there next week, man. They have some juice.
But you need to ask yourself, why are they going outside? There's a reason why they're doing it, and it's not.
Okay, here we go then. Well, let me ask that question. Why do you go outside your race, Mr. Dean? You got the floor.
Well, it's quite, now again, there's good in every race. I want to say that first and foremost before everyone gets twisted in this thing. But the thing is, from my day coaching and hanging out with black guys, and this is all over the world, and it's just funny how they have the same attitude towards angry women. They're angry. They want to be independent. They say they're strong. They say they're queens. They're not queens, and they're definitely not strong. And then they expect us to sit there and listen to them get mad and angry and bitter. I mean, do you really want to be with a woman who's mad all the time like that?
All black women are angry and bitter, sweetheart. You have to look at it like that.
I ain't say all of them. I ain't say all women, but you know what? It's a lot of black women out there that messes up for good women.
A lot of black men that mess it up for other black men, and?
No, not necessarily. Because black men, keep forgetting, black men have choice to either date in their race or date out of their race.
And black women also have that same choice, sir. I mean, what point are you trying to make?
You're absolutely right. But the thing is, if you look at the statistics, I think about 70% of black women are single. And that's why, you know, they want
to buy. And that's 9 times out of 10. That's by choice. That's by choice, sweetheart.
Why is it always keep saying by choice?
It is by choice.
Either married, buried, or dead, or they're gay. Or they're on the down road.
So we
choose to be, what do you call it? What's the one you have? STD free.
Now,
a lot of us black women don't have to hang up on a black man just to have somebody to validate us. I know I don't. PJ, you've been knowing me since we were 11. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's true, and I agree with it. Now, I'm going to let everybody know.
No, I'm not going to
my race. Hold on now. This my show now. Hold up now.
You asked me to call in, so I'm calling into your show. You're going to make me say something.
All right, then. You're going to say something. Let me get my little 2 cents in. You can put your quad in now.
Okay.
Now, tell me, bud, have you ever dated outside the race just so I did you? Okay, that's what I'm going to ding. Why did you go outside your race, bro?
Well, what happened with me was not only did I get some of that nectar outside the country, outside the world, and saw how women really, really treat a guy well, but it was one of my incidents I had, and I always talk about this, where she hit me with a ketchup bottle, broke my Prince records, they called the police on me. And once that happened, I was like, you know what? Because I can hang with the attitude and being mad, but what I couldn't understand was every time we went out and went somewhere and she saw an interracial couple, first thing she go is, look at that, another weak man. Look at that, what a shame. We lost another brother. I mean, that was the kind of attitude that she was like, what's the problem? If he's happy, what's the problem? Oh, well, you know, he just with another weak woman. He can't handle a strong woman like myself.
Oh, somebody's not willing to put up with all of that mouth and bullshit.
Exactly.
If somebody this week.
Hold on. We got a call. I got another call from the 678. Who on the line?
Hey, what's happening? It's Connie.
Hey,
how
hey.
Doing?
There go Miss Connie. Miss Connie in again, Dean.
Hi, Miss Connie.
How you doing?
I'm good. You
all right.
Okay?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing good.
Connie, the subject of the night is, have you ever dated outside your race?
Well, I haven't done it.
Would you do it?
And I believe I don't have the desire. I mean, that I track it, but I don't have any problem with people doing it as long as they're doing it for the right reasons.
But who are we to tell them?
I mean,
it's
I just heard the guy
reasons,
talking
though.
About.
Okay.
We don't know what the reasons are. We don't know what their reasons are, if it's right or wrong. We don't know if they're doing it for a trophy wife or if they're doing it because they really care about the person. So we don't know if it's what their reasons are.
I've known several guys to admit that they've dated a white girl just because that she allowed them to do whatever they wanted to do and that she just catered to them and just...
What is do whatever? I'm trying to say, what is do whatever they want to do? What does that mean? What, be affectionate?
Whatever they choose to do, whatever your heart desires, they allow them to do it. If whether that's to go out
they want to go
every night, or to hang out with the guys every night, or allow them to cheat and they were okay with it. It's just they allowed them to do whatever they wanted to do, and
that
they admitted
like more
that
way
the reason why they were with a white girl.
Or some of that not that romance zany novel stuff.
Well, my woman lets me do whatever I want to do, and I don't cheat.
It's
okay,
not necessarily about cheating or anything. It's just that, like I said, he stated that he was with the white girl was simply because, not that he loved her or anything like that, it was just because of the simple fact that she never complained about anything that he did. She allowed him to do whatever he wanted to do.
But
regardless of what
wouldn't every guy want a woman like that? Wait, what is strong? When you say strong, what do you define strong? What do you mean by strong? Because I don't think women today are strong like they say. Like, strong was in the 60s and 50s and 40s.
That's what they equate strong.
They don't understand what strong is. And strong is what black women went through back in the day.
A strong woman can hold her own. A strong woman is someone who can hold her own, that takes care of her own household, that can hold her own and meet anybody for anything. That is a strong woman.
Let me tell you what a strong woman is. A woman who
that the guy is going to do whatever. A strong woman is someone that's going to hold her own back.
Okay. We're going to get two definitions of a strong woman. Okay, we're going to get it from the male perspective, and we're going to get it from the female perspective. So, from the male perspective, I'm going to let Sean have this one, Dean.
Sean, what is
a strong woman, bro?
A strong woman, first and foremost, is a woman who, from birth, from her upbringing, is a woman of integrity, honesty, emphasis on honesty, grace, humility, intelligence, wisdom, that she knows the power in words and also the power of silence. A strong woman will not tolerate BS at no point in time. Neither will she tolerate it, nor will she get it.
Does it matter what color she is?
No, sir.
Then have a color.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to ask.
A strong woman is a woman who lives and operates in truth. She says she speaks her mind, but she also lives what she speaks. She's not a walking contradiction. That, to me, is the definition of a strong woman. And if I find such a woman, I don't care if she's pink with purple polka dots, I'm with her.
Exactly.
Okay, now let me get the definition from my sister. Hey, what's that? Hey, we need. Hey, okay, I need to get a strong definition from my sister, Soul Chris. What's a strong woman?
Sister Soldier, what's a strong woman?
Soul Princess, where you at?
Okay, I'm right here. I had to put my earpiece in.
Okay, I need you. Hold on, before you say something, I got a call from 702. That sounds like Vegas.
511. It's 511. I'm just trying to listen to the show, so.
Okay. All right, hold on. So, Soul Princess, I need a definition from you. We got it from Sean, the definition of a strong woman. I need your definition from a female perspective of a strong woman.
You know, from a female perspective, I actually agree with who was the caller?
That was Sean.
I really agree with everything he said. I can just say ditto on that, you know, and that's what I am. So I really agree with what he said in terms of what a strong woman is.
Okay, 5'11". What's your input on dating outside your race? What's your input on that, babe?
I feel like love sees no color. So
yeah,
whoever you're attracted to and whoever tickles your fancy, per se,
okay.
Whatever race, if that's who you want to date them.
I think
I'm going to throw this out
there. Their race. I think they should. Y'all should try.
I date out my race. Yeah.
I'm going to throw this question out to you, then. I threw this out to the other ladies. If you seen a brother dated outside his race and then he tried to approach you and talk to you, would you talk to him?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Why?
Because he's dating somebody else. It doesn't matter what color she is.
No, I'm talking about they don't date anymore. I'm talking about whatever race to be had. Yeah, it's over with. Now he's coming back to you. He's coming back to
you.
Okay.
I would still date him.
We had a couple calls say they wouldn't do it.
Why not? That's a past relationship. That has nothing to do with what's going on with us
today.
There
you go. She's got it.
All right, Sam, what did you say about that? That came from a sister now.
I mean, everybody got their own opinion about what they would do in that situation. But me personally,
but you
I don't
wouldn't
want
do
to.
It.
No.
I don't understand why you wouldn't.
That's just
dating
somebody just because they've been married before you. I mean, that was before you. That's before you. Regardless, if they dated a white person, Puerto Rican person. No, it's not.
But you don't know what he's dated, really. He could have told
right.
you he's been dating black women all his life. He probably
had. He would have dated a man before me. Now, come on now.
Now why is all this going back to the down low brothers, man? Y'all women want to sit there and say these men are down low and all this other stuff.
Hey, okay.
I'm gonna
hit you with one real quick, right? Yeah, this came from left field, bro. You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Everything good with you and yours, right?
Oh, yeah. 8.5 years bliss.
Hypothetically, it go bad. Bam. Would you go back to the black race?
No. My thing is, I'll go to the race that makes me happy. The
okay.
race that treats me good. I don't care what it is.
Right.
I don't care. Like I say, I don't care what color she is. If she's black,
right.
if she's purple, or if she's green or blue, and she treats me good, oh, I'm sticking with it.
As long as she got boogers on the side of her nose, you good, right?
Hey, as long as she knows that I am the man of the house, and that the
last
baby is
mine.
Be
the man. That's all about the important man. He wants the time. You want to feel big.
As long as the final decision is made, is mine.
You want her to be quiet so you can say what you want to say.
There's no quiet. No one said be quiet. She has the opportunity to talk and give me her opinion, but she relies on me to make the final decision as the man of the household.
And it's a lot of black women that
you want to talk. You want to talk, baby. You don't want a relationship.
No, it ain't about control. Hold on. Everybody, calm down. I put everybody on mute now. Calm down.
What's the definition of a man, D?
The definition of a man?
Yeah.
What's the definition of that?
A strong black man. What's the definition of
it? I don't say strong black man. I don't like using the word strong because it's not strong. So
man.
we gotta take that word out. A man.
Head of the household then. What is head of the household?
Head of household means that she respects you, she listens to what you have to say, and she'll listen and she'll follow your lead, knowing that you're gonna take her in the right direction. She's not gonna second guess any of your decisions. How would Captain Kirk feel if Spock was sitting around every time Kirk
I don't mind letting a man lead as long as he knows
what
he has to do.
What qualifies you to be a strong man?
What qualifies me to be a strong man? What qualifies me? Because not only do I know how to hold my own, I know how to treat my woman well. Like I said, I've been married for 8.5 years. That I'm sure no one on this panel can say they've been married that long. Maybe, maybe not. But I've been good. My kids are making great A's and B's. Oh, my life is wonderful. But you know what? I am the man of my household.
Hey, Dean, tell them what color your kids' eyes are.
Oh, man, my two sons, their eyes changed from blue to green to gray, depending on the weather.
Okay,
oh,
what does
man,
that have to do with anything?
Studs,
that
is
that
boy.
No better than
what are you doing tonight?
Children? Damn, my boy's going to be some
scream.
Studs,
hold,
boy.
Why you got the scream? Man, goodness.
Because,
PJ, you doing stuff, man. My child's eyes are as black as coal. That don't make him no less than your child with the blue and green eyes.
Well,
come on, grandpa.
I'm just saying from my experiences, all women love how cute my boy is. They say
okay,
are adorable.
My son is
really
cute.
Are
he's not looking. You forgot how much that doesn't define him.
Hey, what defines a relationship? What defines a relationship, for instance? Mutual love and respect. It don't matter what color.
The ones that are mad, all those women, are they in relationships? Is anybody? That's what I want to know. Or y'all just choose to be singles? Everyone just choosing to be single on this panel?
I've chosen to be single.
That's right. Choose to be single.
Yeah. Because they're avoiding all those STDs.
Yeah.
Download, brothers.
Now, what do you mean?
Down low.
All brothers ain't down low.
Wow. But you know what? Hey, you know what? That's good. If you feel that way about black men, then you need to go out your race and find someone because you know what?
Yeah,
those brothers are down low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What race are you still going to find?
Huh?
Oh, Lord.
Forget about the STDs and go date out your race then. And you don't have to put up with it. And see, it's a choice of not having to put up with something.
You know what? Okay, you know what? I'm going to step in. It's 5'11". I'm from Vegas, and I don't understand. The whole download thing is only not with brothers. It's just real vocal. It's all on the internet. It's all on the news. In Vegas, white men, Hispanic men, Asian men,
I mean, they're
all quote-unquote DL, if you want to call them DL. It's not just the brothers, so you got to be careful wherever the hell you go or whatever race that you date.
That's right.
They just call it swinging. They don't
That's
call
right.
it DL. They call it swinging.
Tell them, girl. I like.
Oh,
yeah,
don't just.
There you go.
It's everyone.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful. Ask the right questions. I'm straight up. Look, you like men or women? Let me know up front. Let that be my choice to decide if I want to date
you. But you think he's going to tell you?
Dean, I know.
No,
I know. I listen to your show.
To.
I'm just saying.
Hey, okay. I'm this question out here, I want everybody to listen to. Dean said he's left because he had a bad experience. Am I right or wrong, brother?
Well, yeah, it wasn't just that bad experience. It was the experiences that I saw out of the country, too. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling how these young women are raised to take care of their men and see their men first. It's amazing.
And from your output of what you're saying, though, I'm sorry, Sean, go ahead.
I said of all the relationships I had been in, the best one I had out of all of them was a relationship with a Turkish woman.
Wow.
It's amazing how they treat you. It's just amazing. It's just, it's no nonsense, no fighting, no arguing.
She was a very.
But hold up, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Brothers, not all black women are like that. And
I'm not saying that.
You know what
I'm saying?
Okay.
Here's a test. Here's a little test you can do. Go to a club. Go to a black club.
I know.
Go to a white club.
I've been to both. Dean, I'm from Vegas, so we don't have black clubs. We got diverse clubs. We all party together. all party together. You know, it's no separation. Until I moved to Atlanta, that's the first time I've seen, like, this many black people in one spot in my whole life.
Well, you was in Atlanta at 5-11.
How was the experience clubs? What was the experience that you could tell the difference between the free-flowing club that you were in probably in Vegas and then the one you went to in Georgia?
You know what? You mean as far as the men?
Because I'm from Georgia.
You mean as far as the men? I get approached all the time. I as far as attitudes, the women, I don't know because I'm not paying attention to them. All I know is from what I hear a lot of the times is that you smile all the time. You're not from here. Why are you so happy all the time? Because I'm a bubbly person. So I don't get the whole... I don't understand the whole attitude thing because I don't have one. So
right,
I attract
absolutely.
A lot of good energy. I give good energy. I receive a lot of good energy.
I get
okay,
more,
for
I
those,
get coached by more white men than I do black men.
You get more what?
Is that Soul Princess?
It's a Soul Princess, baby. Yes.
Well,
that's how it was for me in Vegas. Yeah.
You ain't tell me that, girl. I know you all my life now. You ain't told me that.
I say, ladies, if you have a white man or a Spanish man or Asian man that treats you the way you want to be treated, I say forget the brothers and go straight
Hell
for that
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
it's
go,
whoever treats you
ball.
Good.
About.
Whoever treats you good and respects you, go
absolutely,
for it. Hell,
absolutely.
He hold.
I agree.
Shout
okay, I know the whole world dying to know. I started this topic, so I'm pretty sure everybody want to know if I ever dated outside my race.
Yes, have you, bro?
You know he has. I can sweet smell our own.
Right.
I
can right.
sweet smell our own.
I have dated outside of my race. It was a very life-changing experience.
In what way? Please, do tell.
It changed for the better because I can't honestly say I have... Black ladies, y'all know, Soul Princess know me forever, but I love black women now. So don't think that I don't love y'all. And I didn't even have a bad experience. It was just my choice to say, well, I had an initial conversation. The conversation went so smooth, and I just took it and saw where it could go. And it went to pretty much top of the charts. And I mean, I really did, and I can honestly say, and I'm on Dean, don't y'all go against me, but I didn't have no arguing, no yelling, no fussing, no cussing, but I didn't treat her like a slave, I didn't treat her like a whore, no bitch, I didn't dog, I didn't cheat on her, none of that. We went out to move.
But are you still with her, PJ, because the last time me and you talked on the phone, this
was years ago, I mean, this is like 10 years
but
ago.
But you still be with her if it was so all that.
There
yeah.
you go.
Okay. You're right with it. Okay. I put it out there. Okay.
You put it I didn't know nothing about vanilla, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. I knew about all the chocolates. I knew nothing about vanilla.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why I'm not with her. Because she told me she would not live in the United States of America because of all the drama.
But she's not moving there for the drama. She's moving there to be with you, right?
Right.
If she's supposed to be with you, it shouldn't matter where you live.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. But at the same time, she had a gentleman. I was in the military, and I couldn't stay where I was, but you know what? She's one of my best friends in the whole world right now. And if I ever choose to go where I was once was, then it probably would be again. But
know,
I didn't treat her like a dog. I didn't treat her like a hoe. I didn't cheat on her. She didn't let me run over to all the ladies out there.
PJ is a good man. Anybody want PJ from the GA? He's a good catch.
How tall are you, PJ? How tall are you, PJ?
He's like
6'5", right? I'm 6'5", 284.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Hold on now. I'm teasing. All I'm saying for the ladies is, a lot of black men out there that do not take care of you, that disrespect you. Think about it. Do you really want to be with those men anyway? Do you really want to be with that man that is with another race and just wants to be with that race? You don't want to be with that person. So, you know, even though you see, I mean, again, it's odd that I'm hearing all these women say they're cool with it, because I'm telling you, not only when I step out my door, but you can look on the YouTube, you can go look on all over the internet. It seems like it's a epidemic of women just, I can't stand it. But I'm saying, date out your race. Forget these
right.
if these black men are treating you bad, if they treating you bad and they treating you so bad when you get sick of them and you want to be single, find a white or Asian or Spanish man. Try it.
They do it in Europe. It's the norm to see a white dude with a black woman.
It's the norm in Cali.
In Vegas? Man.
Now, I know one of my questions, Pamela, I had asked at the beginning was, would you go back to your race? And every day I did go back, and I had children after the fact. But my thing was, before I ever dated outside of my race, I can honestly, you know, I am a man of honesty sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But I didn't like to see a black woman with outside of race. I'm bringing this out now because this was me before I went and experienced that, because I grew up in the deep, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up in Georgia and, well, you know, black, white, whatever. You stay in your car.
Yeah.
And I had a family member. I had a family member that was killed. Excuse me. Talk to him.
Never mind. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
I had a family member that was killed because he dated a white woman. And so personally for me, I had a little bit of anger because I lost my cousin because of it. But at the same time, I was young and naive and didn't realize what he saw in that girl that he dated at that time. And so I had a little resentment if I would see a black woman, especially a beautiful black woman. And then, but, you know, once I ventured out into it, I saw from the other side. And so, therefore, you know what I'm saying, that part of my negativity I put aside, because when I was outside of my race, I was as happy as I could be. And so that's probably, at the end of the day, everybody here, man, woman, black, white, Chinese, Japanese, that's all we want to do is be happy. We don't want to argue. We don't want to fuss. True or not, I'm pretty sure Dean, he had a disagreement with his wife. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it ain't no, you know, I'm having a disagreement to hell with you. Am I right, bro?
Well, yeah, but stop saying, lady, black lady, stop saying go find a white girl. I'm not doing that. Go
I don't say
a
that.
White girl. I know a lot
Ooh.
Of women. I'm not saying.
Oh, you. I know.
I mean,
I
again,
know.
There's a lot of women out there saying, I ain't doing that. You need to go find yourself a white girl.
Well, I mean, but the thing is that there are some things that other cultures, other races will do that other cultures won't. I mean, the Hispanic, those women, I mean, they, for the most part, I mean, you know, they take care of their men. They take care of their kids.
Go.
They really don't. But that's part of their culture. That's how their culture is, and that's how they're looked upon. All the, you know, that's just part of their culture. And in
okay,
our
so
culture,
what's up with the black
even,
culture then?
Well, yeah. The problem in the black culture is, one, we've not ever united as one culture anyway.
And we're
there's
not.
Always
so
something.
We need to,
there,
we're
there's
not.
Always something. I mean, people used to say things about me because I'm really light complexion. And it was the first thing somebody said, oh, you mixed.
Oh,
and I'm like, no,
bone.
I'm not mixed.
Woo, let them red bone.
Oh, man.
And,
oh, man.
And I'm like
and damn near white, man.
Say what?
I'm saying, man, kind of.
What?
I know you all black, girl. Calm down now.
Okay, but I'm just saying, but people looking at me from the outside would say that. And I didn't like that because I'm like, I'm not. But I do have a friend that's her parent, that she was mixed. And she looked, you know, I mean, she was more on the Mariah Carey look. She looked like a white girl. And a friend of mine, he started to talk to her, but he was the type of person that would not date a black woman. And he found out she was black, and he quit talking to her at that moment, even though she looked white.
But that's,
he did not talk to her anymore.
But that's choice. You can't get mad at someone's choice. It's just his choice. Right. You got to charge it to the
But I'm
game.
Just saying, but I'm going like, how could you have such a hate for your own race that just because now you found out that that woman is black and that she's not white, she's no good anymore.
But that's not. But see, that tells you about his character, and that says, you know what,
right.
I don't need
oh, yeah.
a man like that.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what but you know what I told him? I told him, I said, so you hate your mama like that, too?
Oh, why it's got to be about mama? Come on, man.
I mean, but she's a black woman.
I know,
she's a
but
black
come on,
woman.
But
that's
see,
who raised
but,
him.
I understand that, but see, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
That's who raised him.
Why not just say, you know what? Okay, fine. That's his choice. All right, move on. Why? You, is your mama? You don't love your mama? She was black.
No, because,
of
I mean, he and I were, I mean, but he and I were close friends. I could talk to him like that. But what I told him is that he was wrong. For just saying, just disowning black women, period.
But that's his choice. You can't get mad at someone's choice. It's what he chose. Because if something happened in his life, he said, forget it. And he let them
okay,
all go.
Okay, but then don't get mad at racists. Don't get it mad at racists when they don't want to serve you. When they don't want
to,
Well,
you go to another restaurant.
Don't get mad at them. Don't
but
get
no,
mad at them when they
no.
call you nigger. Just
it's
you
okay.
know, just smile and bear and grin it and keep on going.
Come on.
Don't
I'm
get
mad if they call me nigger. I'm sorry.
We've been called worse. We've been called worse. Who cares what other people? See, the problem is we're too busy worrying about what other people think about us, and we let them dictate our lives. That's not what, as a strong person.
I'm saying, I don't feel that way because I've had to grow up on both sides. I don't feel that way. I don't have a problem with people dating outside of their race as long as they're happy with that person. Like I said, I'm not looking at it as race. Are you happy with that woman? Are you happy with that man?
What restaurant is not going to serve you because you're with a white or someone outside your race? That's what restaurant is
oh,
not.
Trust me.
So when you eat at that restaurant, so are you going
to
eat at that restaurant?
You're not hip to the Denny's and Shoney's.
No, then you don't patronize them anymore. But
I'm saying, would you go to that? Eat at that restaurant anymore?
Of course not.
Okay, then. So it doesn't. They're going to do what they want to do. But, you know, in this day and age with all the lawsuits, you can make some money off of that. So,
yeah, but you'd
win-win.
Have to prove it. You'd have to prove it. And you can't really prove it.
Well, with this technology, with these video cameras and stuff, I'm sure you say, well, this time now is this and time now is that, and we still haven't been served yet.
Go ahead.
But, no, I mean, it wasn't just that blatant that they just weren't coming over there serving. But it was all in the character. I watched the restaurant one time. It was an IHOP. And the waitress that was her station, and she wouldn't serve the people that were in her station. And
no,
they
had
to get somebody else to do
that. Since I've been doing what I've been, I've never had that problem. Y'all must be like deep down in the boondock wooded ass country or something, because I've never seen that.
Oh no, baby, I'm from the Midwest, and that's where I first saw it. I was in Detroit.
Yeah, well, I was
in Detroit, and that's where I first saw it. See, because racism is everywhere, and it's alive and kicking, and it doesn't matter. It don't matter where you are. You don't have to be in the deep South to have that happen. Although it might happen more often if you're down there, but. It happens everywhere, and that was the first time I'd ever seen that, where waitress, basically, she would not wait on those people that were in her station because
okay.
they were black.
You go to the manager. They should have went to the manager now. I mean, nowadays, I'll give it another 10 or 20 years.
The manager condoned it.
Within
Are
the next 10
me?
Or 20 years, interracial thing is going to go way over back. I mean, this thing is getting big because the kids that are growing up today now, they're doing more interracial dating, so they're okaying it now. It's okay.
I'm going to jump over
to
Sam for a minute. Sam, been quiet for a minute. Sam, okay. You said you would. I need to get this perspective because it got kind of intense for a minute. You were saying that. You wouldn't date a man that went outside the race and came back to you because you wouldn't allow him to do what that other race lady allowed. What do you mean by that?
Right.
You didn't answer
Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, you said earlier that you wouldn't date a guy if he dated outside of race, then try to come talk to you because you wouldn't put up with what that woman, whatever standard she had, you wouldn't put up with it. I'm trying to get to elaborate more on that. You have the floor right now.
Because I'm just saying, whatever standard she had or he had with her, he ain't going to bring that to me.
But
all that little catering stuff, doing their thing, you know, being quiet, that's not me.
We be quiet.
Yeah, they're there. They ain't going to like me to come my way. They don't need to come my way.
But, I mean, how do you know that? How do you know this wasn't a strong white woman or I say white because I didn't say other woman.
You still be with him.
Okay, I mean, that's not
well,
necessary.
Maybe they didn't agree on something. Maybe she had to go away to college, or he had to go somewhere. Maybe her business or her job took her to another state where he couldn't go and live with her. So maybe it was another circumstance instead of just them not fighting. Maybe it was just a victim of circumstance, so to speak.
So, I mean... Why, ladies, let me go to Mississippi real quick. Ask on there, why is it that, I mean, I know you say you don't have a problem with dating outside your race, you've done it before, but why is it that most women that we have here on the panel is saying that it got to be a weak thing or like we just go to the other race because we don't want to let y'all or y'all won't let us walk over y'all? Why do y'all think that? I mean, why do y'all feel that way?
Because honestly speaking, most men, they don't want an equal partner. They want a mama. They want someone that can take care of them. They want someone that's going to take care of the home. They don't want anyone that's going to get out there and work and make just as much money as them. And someone, they don't want anybody to be independent. If you are independent, they still, if you're opinionated and you speak your mind and tell them how you feel and your opinions and views about things, they don't want to hear that. Like the gentleman said, his word is always the last word regardless of what his wife say or think. His when it's his decision, it's his decision regardless of her views.
So do you think that's wrong?
Wait, hold on. Now, let me explain something. Wait a second. Now, for instance, there's a thing called negotiables. I mean, and that's for any woman.
You didn't say that. You said that you were the man of the household.
I am, and I'm not done. I do make the final decision. You bring it to the table, whatever the problem is, and we'll talk about it, but the final decision is going to be made by the man, regardless of if you're in a
he's not saying that this final decision has to be his decision.
Right.
It's just that whatever final decision is going to be made, he's making it.
There you go.
It doesn't matter
about how you word it or whatever, whether it's her views. He still wants it in his mind that it was his final word.
No, he wants to control everything. No.
That goes on in his house.
That wasn't being said again.
No. Control everything.
It's not, it's like, okay, do you want turkey or steak kind of thing? Well, you know what? I think I want steak tonight. Okay, bam. And that's it. Stuff like that. You know, should we transfer this much money into the bank account because I think this we can do this and do that with it? Sure, do it. That's it. There has to be a leader in every family. It can't be two chiefs in a family.
Yeah, you can have two pilots flying a plane at any given point
in time.
Right.
You gotta have a co-pilot and a pilot. Pilots got to make the decisions, the final decisions. As I say, you think...
What happens if she disagrees with you?
What do you mean disagree? We talk it out. We'll come to a conclusion. But the conclusion...
How are you going to talk it out?
If he agrees and make his final decision and agrees what he says.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. That's just like... What would Captain Kirk do is question his decision.
But yet and still, at the end of the day, it's his final decision.
Hey, Sean, I want you to respond to what Mississippi just gave her little statement right there.
Well, it's a real simple statement, bro. The reason why things are the way they are is because folks refuse to acknowledge truth. And their hand in their own plight. Then see when you people, and especially today, as tough as life is, and I mean tough on individuals and tough on families, why in the world would anybody in their right state of mind, if they spent their whole day, you know, fighting to make a living, come home and then also have to fight just to get, you know, a peace of mind and a sandwich.
Exactly.
Who in their righteous mind would want that?
They probably
and this is the reason why people opt to go in other directions.
But
because
see,
it's not supposed to be. You're supposed to have peace, love, and happiness where you turn the key every day,
you know,
at night. And if you
Mom
can't find it there, you're not
going
to find it out in the street.
But you know what?
Okay.
It's not me making the final decision. It's the woman looking for me to make the final decision. That's what most men get when they get out inside. The woman is like, you're the man. I want you to lead the family. I want you to be head of household.
Right.
So, yes, whatever decision you make is fine with me. I respect your decision because I know you're looking for the best for both of us. You're not just making the decision off of your own selfish needs.
There it is.
It's a whole system.
There it is.
You're basing it off of the family, not off of your greedy, selfish self.
Because what does the Bible say? Well, there is no vision of people perish?
Nope.
Yeah. The people perish.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be able to have the ability to see, foresee, as well as to see and deal with what is.
But you know what? Thing is, ladies, when you are like that and you won't let the man make the final decision, you want to make the decision, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be that little Susie Q or so, Jang Wan over there saying, you know what, hey, I won't do you like that.
Hold on. We got another caller coming in from 614. 614, talk to me. You're live on the air with PJ. Let the truth be told.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm listening to see what we're talking about today.
Okay, the topic of today started out, have you ever dated outside your race? If so,
right.
Why did you? Would you go back to it?
Where are we now, though? Because that didn't sound like, I know what the topic was for today, but I didn't, what are you guys talking about now?
Where we at right now, we are at the point of defining what makes the head of a household. What, at the end of the day, you know, some ladies, had controversies figuring like they, Dean, go ahead and take it, man.
Well, some people think that just because the man makes a final decision, that means that they're controlling the woman, and she's not allowed to do or have any say-so in everything.
Mm.
And that's far from the truth.
Yeah, that's not true.
Because there's some times where she asks me a question, I'm like, whatever you want to do, you know, it's fine.
Right.
But
you
but
still had the final say-so.
Right, but the respect, out of respect, she comes to me because I'm the head of the house. I'm the chief, so she's gonna come
okay,
to me.
Okay, but do you do the same thing?
Of course, it's a given. It's a mutual thing. It's not
okay.
Like say I'm. It's not like this. I'm gonna say, well, you know what? I'm gonna buy this big screen TV because I'm head of household. No,
right.
I'm gonna go to her and say, look, okay, how the finances? I'm thinking about getting a big screen TV, but I can wait. How's things looking? Well, things aren't looking good. We can't do it. Okay, cool. I won't do it.
So at what point does it come in where you're the head of the household? At what point, I guess what I'm asking is, do you have veto power? Is that what you're saying? Like, at some point, is it, okay, we're going to do what I say because I'm right? I'm trying to understand where the head of the household part comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Again, as being the cat, mm-hmm. again, I'm going to water this down in, like, Star Trek terms. As the captain of the ship, it is my
mm-hmm.
sole job to make sure that the family unit, which is the my responsibility, are safe. I got to
mm-hmm.
make sure that they are fed.
Right.
I got to make sure that they're clothed. Got to make sure they got their schoolwork done. It's both. When you living in a two parent household, that's how it works. You know,
right.
They both do the same thing. But what I'm saying, yes.
Right.
But what I'm saying,
would
is,
that be okay?
When it comes to making decisions, you both sit down. And she brings what she thinks, I bring what I think, we hash it out, and then the final decision is like, okay, this is what we're going to do.
That's called compromise, and then he just had a final say-so. I think a lot of ladies misinterpreted Dean saying that I had a final say-so, then what I say go down. He just saying, hey,
no,
it's not
I'm
going to
say
go down because you respect your woman.
You
don't you treat
let me
like
tell
that.
You how I think they're looking at it. They're looking at
okay,
this
cause
like,
not making
like a parent. They're looking at this like a parent
parent-child relationship, because you tell kids what to do, and they have no choice in the matter. They have to do what you tell them to do, because you have the final word. This is not a parent-child relationship. Just because he's making the final decision or he has the final say-so, that has nothing to, don't look at it that way. I think that's where the problem is because women start acting like he can't tell me what to do like I'm some kind of child. And that's not what it is.
Hey, with that being said right there, Connie, Dean, I'm going to ask you this, bro. You and Sean right there, I think we're the only three guys on here. But with that being said, what she just said, with the black kid that we have had a relationship with, do you feel like that was like a big flaw that can't be done?
What now?
Like the compromise, I mean, for the bringing everything to the table, being negotiable, do you think out of your relationship you've had before and your relationship now, can you compare the difference and feel like it's more easy and negotiable now than you were before in the past?
No, because I never had that problem. I've never had a problem.
That was never an issue.
No,
in failed relationships, was that the problem? In failed relationships,
My only failed relationship that I can say was a failed one was that one where she fought me tooth and nail. And when she did get away, she got mad.
But why do you think she fought you tooth and nail?
Because it was her attitude and how she was.
It was because
how did you end up in that relationship? How did you end up in a relationship with somebody who was going to fight you constantly?
Attitude or because where her family came from?
Challenging you on every
day.
Yeah.
And that's what, that's what children
Hey, hold on, everybody. Hold on. Sean, go ahead. What's up, bro?
You'll see, this is the point, see? And just this very conversation proves the point. A person who I asked the question before, who in their righteous mind would want to be in a situational relationship where there is constant combat and argument?
There you go.
Exactly.
In a righteous mind.
I want peace in my household, peace in my relationship.
That has to be your nature. See,
right.
It's all about who you pick.
Right.
It's still who you decide to be with.
I mean, you gonna have peace with that person, pretty much Dean picked that person too, and they were together, but then it was like a light switch. He started throwing kids at
the
ball.
It was a one time deal because I don't play that. It was the first time and the last time. It was a college. It was a simple. I forgot what the argument was about, but as that happened, it was over. It was over right then and there.
And there was no point in
discussion. And even though she begged me back and I'm sorry it won't happen again, no, I'm done.
I mean,
well, everybody is not that strong. Now, I'm that kind of person. I figure if they're in the first conversation and something happens that I don't like, we just broke up. I'm not going to wait to break up with you 2 years from now. We broke up now, 30 minutes into it. If I can't get along with you over Starbucks, it ain't worth it.
Okay.
I'm not going to have coffee with you if you consider what else you're going to do.
Matter of fact, I remember it was dealing with the Yahoo and wanting to have the male friends and all that stuff. I don't play.
I don't do MySpace. That's y'all's space, so I don't even worry about that. Y'all have fun with that one. I think that's strange to me.
Yeah, well, no, I don't do it either, but I'm saying, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, once it got to that point where, you know, I got friends and I got new friends and all that, no, I don't play that. Goodbye. I don't need that. But I tell you what, in every relationship, with no matter what woman, what color they were, I was the final say-so. I had the final
say. That's just because you pick women who allow you to have the final say at all times.
I pick good women.
I mean, why it got to be that? Y'all figure like we got to be bossy.
But that's the opposite, bro. Whatever works for
you. You
try
to be
boss.
That's control. That's all it is.
No, it's not control. It's not.
Why do you call it control, though?
It is control.
It's
happiness for you.
Why is it control? You got to be
both
happy.
I'm with an independent woman, a very, very independent woman. But I still make the
My name is Janelle. May I say something really quick? I was going to say that I'm a controlling person also, and I am in a relationship, and I can say this, that I pick people who let me run the show. I know I do. The problem that comes with that is that whenever they show weakness or I need help, I get mad at that person. But I pick
Why?
Them.
Why you get mad if you pick them?
Thank because you. When I need help, I need help. I can do whatever I want.
And what do you mean?
When I go, who I need help? I'm like, wait a minute.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. So why did you pick them? Because they were weak-minded for you knew you could be in control. But
now
then when you have a bad day,
right.
But then when you have a bad day and you need help and you get mad at them, but because they weak.
Right. Which is how I learned. The person I am with now, he don't necessarily, he lets me handle a lot of stuff, but if he has something to say, he puts it in there and we're fine. If I need help, he helps me. But originally, I can say I always pick somebody who just let me do whatever I want to. That don't always work.
Is y'all married or y'all just dating?
We're just dating now.
He needs to go to school to date so he can get his balls back. Oh. Get his five in the backyard. Be a man. That's bad.
That's on,
well,
that's
how new too about you bossing women around. I think it's crazy.
No.
Hey,
Sean,
what you say?
Okay,
when
but
a woman
hold
gets
on,
with me,
hold
you know,
on.
You know where I get them at? I get them in the bedroom. And once you get them in the
okay.
bedroom, be a threat.
Oh, my God.
Listen,
oh, my God.
Okay, time out, everybody. Time out. Hey, Sean, what do you say? What do you
okay.
say about that, Sean, what she just said, about her picking the guy?
Well, see, there's a definition for what insanity when you do the same thing and expect to get
and
a different
result. And you expect
result,
that's insanity
that's
right there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I had to switch it out. I'm like, wait a minute, I need help.
But listen, now y'all listen. Now the guys are up here saying that, you know, this man needs to get some balls. But what we're saying is the woman that does that, she need to get some damn boobs.
Yeah, you need to figure out what you're doing, because nobody's always right. Nobody's always right.
No one's saying
right.
we're always
right. And it's okay.
I'm always
in
right.
The bedroom? In the bedroom, are you serious? Let me tell you something. As a woman, in the bedroom does not count. If you let good dick run your household, your house will be fucked up.
Oh, now, hold on.
You have to run your...
I disagree. Let
no.
me tell you why.
I am sorry.
So you think it's about those long walks and him looking in your eyes
no.
and saying, I'll bring you in? No, it's about him laying it down.
But it's not about the 24-hour roller coaster ride. You don't get it together. The 24-hour roller coaster ride ends, and all you got left is a wet ass and a ticket. Now what you going to do?
If that spineless man that you're with right now knew how to throw it down the bedroom, you wouldn't be the way you are right now.
She got a kiff, dude.
Yeah, she know the truth.
Why,
you laughing. She
why
know
is the
truth.
Man spineless, but the woman isn't?
Why is spineless?
Why is the man spineless, but the woman isn't? That's what
Thank
I want
you.
To know. Why is the man spineless, but the woman isn't?
Because as
That's
a
all
man,
we know.
You're supposed to act like a man. Don't act like no woman.
He does.
It's not a woman's job to
Do
run
you
the
know
household.
What it is to be a woman? Hold on.
Now, don't
say
it again.
Hold on.
To be a woman.
We're not going
to
turn this into no sexist show now. Look now. We're going to get back on it. We're going to look through. Okay. Outside this race. Okay. 614, you called in. That was you just talking about you picked the weak man. That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
Lord,
I'm
a, where you at?
Door.
You on the north side?
Yes, I am.
You off of Cleveland Avenue. You got to be.
You know where I'm at.
I want you to come on our show. I want him to come on our show. I will tell him to. I will call him. Man with no scruples sounds, man.
He doesn't let me do anything I want to do, but he knows I know what I'm doing. So I don't have to worry about, she gonna mess that up. No, I'm not.
Do you cheat on him?
With everything I do. No.
He's worried about getting yelled at. That's what he's worried about.
Yeah, for real.
Man.
He's scared.
That's what the woman is worried about, too. The woman's worried about the same thing. She's scared you're gonna yell at her. She's scared of you.
I promise you, you got one time to yell at me. You got one time to yell
one
at
time.
Me, and you out the door. You are
but
out
wait,
the door.
What about her treating her man that way?
There will be no yelling.
I don't yell him. You don't want to yell at anybody. Nobody can yell at anybody.
So when he makes you mad, what do you do?
As high as your voice is pitched now, you mean to tell me you don't have the same tone with
your
voice?
Yeah.
No, because I like him. Because I like him, I don't. That's the only reason why.
What happens when he
makes me mad? When he makes me mad, I sit down. He say, "What's wrong with you?" I say, "Nothing. Let me think about it first, because I got to figure out how to phrase it. And once I figure out how to say it back, I'm okay. But I don't yell, because I want to be yelled at."
Yeah, PJ, hold on, better not
sitting there and talking.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you why I don't yell. I'm gonna tell you why I don't yell. I'm gonna tell you why I don't yell because I have children. That's who I yell at. Grown ass people. I'm not yelling at them.
Oh,
I ain't trying to raise nobody else's kids.
Boy,
I'm not
raising,
raising
grown men.
Kids.
Boy,
raising grown men is a job.
I'm not. No, I'm not raising no grown men. They better.
No,
be
I'm not gonna do it.
There.
Well, why are
they
you putting them in the first place if he ain't like that?
Because there are plenty of men who are.
No, they better get there because I'm not
once
taking.
See, ladies, hey, get your crayons out. Once these women change you guys, it's over. They lose respect for you.
Dean, I told you I'm grown. I use highlighters.
Hey, if your man can get a hall pass from you, I'd love to see if he's allowed to come on our show.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Steve is okay.
Really?
You should invite him. You should invite him to the show.
I would be so mad.
If I let him talk and I don't talk at all, you won't even know that's the same. Because it's not like that. I don't sit in my house and yell at him and tell him to sit down. I'm ready to have sex. I don't go through that. Well, we
yeah,
go
you need
through
to bring him to school today.
Regular everyday stuff. I ain't got to tell him to go to school. I ain't got to tell him to get a job. I got to tell him that he has done all of that, so I'm okay.
But what is he doing
but
to make
you
mad?
Come
say he does something to make you mad. What does he do to make you mad?
Simple little itty-bitty stuff like, did you really just pee on the toilet seat and then leave the bathroom in the middle of the night? I don't want to sit and pee. I got kids I yell for that. I'm not going to yell at you for that. So if we did that one time, nigga, that's why we don't do it no more. The dumb stuff. I don't got to yell about whether or not you go to work. You're going to go to work. Just
he
dumb stuff. People do dumb stuff.
What if he hurts his back? Are you going to pick up his slack?
Yeah, if he hurts his back, that makes sense. But if you're just sitting at home, hanging out on the internet, viewing porn, and all that, I ain't sitting behind you.
Wait, why? What's wrong with a man looking at porn on a computer, man? What's the problem with that?
He ain't got a job? Are you kidding? When you don't got a job?
He ain't got no job.
He don't
need to be at home.
Yeah. You need to be home. I ain't going to walk in and you sitting on my couch. You'll be mad at me. Why, really? You just sitting there eating my chips? Have you washed your balls or anything? Get out.
You didn't watch your balls or anything.
Y'all are off the thing. All right, we're going to break this down right here. Sean, my brother,
we
got all out for this thing here now, but it was good, though. I mean, we ain't had no argument. Then you scared your girl away, man. She ain't calling in on the show tonight, man. But, Sean, I'm going to ask you this, bro, because I know you give it to us raw, calm, and just tell the truth. Happiness ain't got no color. Happiness has no color, am I right?
That's
true.
No, it doesn't. No, it
does
not.
So, the problem I see with society, and I'm just saying from what I said before, how before I dated outside my race, I used to not like to see a black woman with, outside of race. Nowadays, I feel personally it's a personal vendetta. And I personally, when I did outside my race, the women that I saw and us as guys, and women probably feel the same way, but I'm speaking from my perspective. I know when I did outside my race and I would see women look at me walking down the street with this other woman of color beside me, 9 times out of 10, them women, they might not have been in a happy relationship. I don't know, but they seem to be in it by themselves. And I'm asking everybody to kind of, when that animosity comes, you see the other, you see your opposite sex of your same race dating outside the race. Is it because of animosity or because you're single and you're just bitter because you have that one and this other person has that one?
All women are bitter and single.
Right. Well, look, let me tell you about this one situation that happened with me in a car. I was in a car, and there was a white girl driving, and she had her black boyfriend sitting on the passenger side. And I'm
like, why
are
you in the car?
Huh?
Because it wasn't in the car, go
whatever.
Ahead.
But nonetheless, I just kind of like glanced over there and looked at him. I mean, like you do it every time you pull up next to a car, you kind of look over.
Yeah.
And she yelled at me and she said, I see you looking at my man. I know you want him, something like that. And I just looked at her and you know what I told her? I said, actually, I was looking at you.
Now,
and I set her the hell up and her man started laughing at her. And she got mad at him. But I'm just like, you know, don't try and antagonize me. I don't care.
And I don't want every black man I see. I'm not going, oh, I want him. And I'm not mad about you doing twice.
And there are some black men that are with white women that I wouldn't even give the time of day.
Time of
because
girl.
They did.
Why?
They did.
Why you wouldn't give them time of day? Hold on. Why you wouldn't give them time of day? Because they were that white woman?
No. Because I know what kind of person they were. The thing is, this is a man that wasn't working, that wouldn't work, that wouldn't hold down a job. I'm not dating no
man
that
don't
can't
work.
Hold down a job. And he not
man don't work,
his,
he don't eat.
He's not set right. He don't eat. You won't eat in my house. Eat nothing. But the
right.
Hey,
this
is hard cooking meals. What you talking about? We be eating in jail. We ain't cook a meal.
Hey, hold on, we got another caller to come in.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, we got another
caller.
All right, everybody.
He ain't available to me.
Calm down. It's my show. Shut up.
My God,
we got a call coming in for text. 972, who on the phone? 972? That's Texas.
They ain't got nothing to say.
Probably run them off while we're screaming.
How you going to say, no, I don't cook?
This ain't the rubber room
now.
This is
no personal text. I don't cook. Like the thing
you don't
is,
cook?
I don't care. No, I do cook, but he said I didn't. I guess it's because I'm being me.
Oh no, Dean just talking.
I just laugh. Like, it's okay. But the funny thing about it is that I don't care who anybody dates. They shouldn't care who I date. My problem with men is no matter what you are, I date African American men. That's what I do. Now if you date something else, I don't care if you're a woman or a man, nothing. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you being happy. As long as you're happy,
right.
I don't care. But there are some people I see of any color that I wouldn't talk to. Like, look at him. Maybe I like the way he looks, the way he dresses. Maybe I just don't like the man. Maybe he got a nasty attitude. Whatever it is, that doesn't mean I want every man I see. And single women are not necessarily bitter. A lot of them are very happy
right.
by themselves.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, don't tell that, Dean.
If a man can be happy by himself, why can't a woman? If a man can be happy by himself, why can't a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Because you
that's
needed a partner. I just got to hold together with you.
Why
are
you not
going to
do it
like that?
Yourself, then?
Why,
right,
well, hello?
Go home and break up with your boyfriend and be happy by yourself.
I'm yes. Are you kidding?
Uh-huh. Tell it, PJ.
Okay.
What did he just say? We're going to start at the beginning.
What did he say? All
you
women
don't need
are happy by
right.
themselves.
Right. Everybody's not men are miserable.
Right.
I'm
and lonely.
Oh, you mean, God, you got to be lonely and bitter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, single, it is, I mean, it just is what it is for the moment. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
That's being happily single. It doesn't mean I'm bitter.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean I'm sad or
oh,
I'm
boy.
So lonely. It don't mean it.
5-11.
Come on. 5-11. This is your 5-11.
We're square.
We're going to tell y'all ladies some things y'all don't want to hear.
Hey, okay, this
is way in.
Where is Squid? Where is Squid?
We're at 813, dog. TJ, just let him in.
Northside Columbus.
Yes, sir.
Okay, check this out.
Go on, talk.
Okay, so you didn't answer my question, though. I mean, I want to know.
What was it?
Uh-oh.
Squid coming in.
Okay, Squid.
What's up, Squid? It's PJ, bro. What's going on, man?
I don't know. I was sleeping, just waking up, but
these women are saying that if you are head of household, that means your woman is a weak woman because you make a hard decision.
No, that wasn't what woke Squid up. That wasn't what woke Squid up. What woke Squid up is that we were talking about being happily single, and then that little antenna said, ding. I need to call in.
Hey, but hold on, Northside Columbus.
Because that was his BS alert. That's what
right.
woke
up. Oh, that was not BS.
Okay, Northside Columbus, you said, you know, women can be happily single, so that means you're going to go home and tell your man it's over. Since he's weak, he's going to listen to you anyway, right?
No, he's not weak. Let me tell you something.
So you understand.
If I'm not
weak,
you understand.
Listen,
listen, if I'm not happy with the man I'm with, I'm going to go home and tell him, you know, because I could be happy single.
By myself.
If I'm happy with what with who I'm with, then no, I'm not going to leave him. That's stupid.
So you happy with, so North Side Columbus, you happy with him because you hadn't picked him out and he still you be in control.
I think you should hand pick out everybody you date. I mean, that's male or female. Don't let this, whatever walk up to you is not what you need to accept. Get what you want. And then you ain't got to whine about it. Yes, sir?
Wait. And then you blame him?
Is he available?
He's a weak man. He's not available. He's in a dungeon.
He's not a weak
man. Oh, my God.
We know our baby.
Well, no, I'm not there to call it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's why
he need to call the show.
hold on, everybody. Hold on. I got my one of my best friends in online. He, try, what's up, man? Hey, don't be scared, man. You're in the military, man. We're talking about dating outside the race, and if you saw, did it turn into a lifelong commitment, or would you go back to your race, and why did you go outside your race? You got any input on that, brother? Travis, you don't want to speak, man? You shy? I know you're too long. Hey, that mother, North Side Columbus, you can pick him then. He seems like he weak. He don't want to say
anything.
Shut up. He wants to say it out loud.
It's true. My brother's wife is Cambodian, and we don't have to sit there. We don't say nothing to him because it's his house. But she feeds him off, like she brings a plate in and actually feeds him. We just sit there and stare. And there's something I can find.
She feeds him.
She pushes him.
What's wrong with
feeds
that?
Him
what's wrong
off
with that?
The phone.
Hold on, everybody. Then you got the floor. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with a woman hand feeding a man?
It's good for dessert, but when you're doing this whole meal, I mean, I can understand like some cake. Here, baby, take this strawberry with this whipped cream. You know what I'm saying?
Squid, why don't you tell her how your wife treats you?
Are you saying that her culture is wrong?
Hey, let Squid have the floor, y'all. All right, ladies, let Squid have the floor.
Okay.
I've never made my plate. There's nothing in the world a woman doesn't do for me. Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with picking your plate. Cutting up your steak. Wait a minute.
Obviously, that makes him happy and makes her happy, which I would think you should appreciate.
We have never corrected this.
Happy.
I've never said that.
What is that fault with it? What is there to be corrected?
Because the problem is just watching them together. Like you said, she's happy, but that's not who I will be happy with.
Then don't watch them.
I'm related to them. I'm a family cookout right there.
But from what I'm discerning from what just the words that you said,
yes,
it upsets you and it distresses you that
because
your brother.
It's not my culture. That's all it is. It's not my culture, so it's very odd to us. Like, what are you doing?
Where is that outside
she's
of your culture?
She's taking care of her man.
She's taking care of her man in a manner that she thinks will somewhere get reciprocated. And apparently it must be because she's seeing it. Moreover, mine does cut up my watermelon and will do anything else I ask of her, and I would do the same for her. So I don't understand what two people's happiness has to do with you and how does it affect you. So you're telling me
she's weak. She's a weak woman, Squid. That's what the woman was like. She's weak.
Well, I'll keep this one then. I'd rather have a weak woman who takes care of me who I know that one day will put me in the ground and will always take care of my kids. Than to have somebody who's going to continue to compete for a position of, I don't know if you're spiritual or not, but a position that I'm supposed to hold.
Oh, I'm not competing for the position. I don't want it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? I want to be fair.
Yes, sir. Be honest.
I wouldn't be anything else. This is not condescending, but would you make the very same statements sitting next to the man whom you claim loves you or that you love in the presence of the entire Blog Talk Nation?
Yes, I would. I said was he lets me run my show. Unless I need help, he does not bother me.
He needs to call Squid
and Dave. Panties on.
Oh.
I won't say he has panties. I'm just saying, would you make this statement with the same amount of emphasis, that passion, with your man as a man sitting next to you in front of the rest of the world. Because when you make a statement, it essentially becomes available for the rest of the world.
Yes.
But see, what they're saying is, and this is what I understand, is that, like I said, because they would say that that's a spineless woman, that's a weak woman. And
right.
But you guys did the same thing, and you said that that was a weak man. And I'm not saying that. That's not that he's not a weak man.
But he
man.
Weak, Connie. Yes, he
why
is.
Why
has
he got to be weak? Why can she not weak? Why can't he be weak?
I don't recall calling him weak. I asked her a specific question.
Only because this. Because I feel like this is my honestly how I have you ask any friend I have. If I say it out loud, it can be repeated. Otherwise, you shouldn't say anything out loud. So whether you sit next to me or not, I say the same statement. That's my personality. That's just who I am.
We have to reiterate.
I'm not saying anything.
What I question. No, what you said is not the issue. It's the answer to the question. It's the answer to the question that would be the issue.
I would.
And if the answer to the question is what you say it is, and I can't dispute it, why then can he not come onto the show and validate what you said? As LD,
I'm on my way home from work. And he's
on the freeway.
So I know that he's asleep.
What's his number? I'll call him.
You can't
give it to him over the air.
Can I ask the phone for me?
Hey, Squid, the reason why
I'm saying,
hold on, everybody. On the side, Columbus. Hold on, call now. Hey, Squid, the reason why we said he was weak, man, because she came on and she said she picked people that she can control and be in charge of.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
And when she don't get away, she get mad, and then he'll buckle and fold in a fetal position.
And she get mad at him.
Let me ask you a question to whomever is speaking, Northside, Columbus, or what have you. Do you have any children with this man?
Janelle, no, I don't.
You don't have any children with me. Does he
Thank
have,
God,
does he have
man.
Any? Well, okay.
I'm a very good mom. That's me.
No, I'm not saying good
that's,
mom. I'm
that's
saying if you had good raising any men, you won't be able to raise any men.
I want to lay some foundation. He got y'all with that one. He's gonna have you fiery over that one. But let me ask you a question, Miss Out, whatever, Columbia.
Janelle.
Oh, your name is Janelle.
Yes, sir.
Oh, with a J.
What's wrong with my... Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with your name. My daughter's name is Janelle. Okay.
I'm like, what do you mean?
I'm clarifying.
Oh, no, you're fine.
So you have children that are not from him, correct?
Yes, I do.
And
man
lives a stone start. I can't lay foundation with you doing this. So you have children without him, right? So
right.
You have children without him. Does he live in the home with you?
No, you can't live with my kids.
Okay. Oh, so he doesn't.
Unless I'm married to
that.
You.
Right.
Janelle,
okay,
say
that
guy with marriage, Janelle. Just cover yourself, Janelle. Say these kids came from a marriage so you can stop squeezing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Okay, good, good.
Is that
what he wanted to know?
No, that's not. We would have got there. So your man actually is not your man. He just is a guy that you're dating.
No, this is the person that I date. Yeah, I don't think it's right. I don't like living with people.
So he
I have no problem with that. I don't know if he does or doesn't. All I'm doing is laying foundation. The guy that you're calling weak technically doesn't live with you.
No.
Has he proclaimed a monogamy to you?
Yes. Verbally, out loud, because you got to be specific with men. Can't guess nothing.
Are you looking for a father for your kids or anything? Just curious. Just wondering.
No, they have a father. We do. I do share parenting with my kids' dad, so
okay,
it's
cool.
Like we constantly
that's,
all the
that's
time.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's good because I don't know.
Well, how long is the relationship with you and the guy that you think is the way that he is? How long has it been going on?
Just a little over a year.
Dang, he's been weak for a year.
Yeah, he's been longer than that.
And has the issue of marriage ever come up?
Yes, it has.
Seriously.
Are you going to marry him?
Seriously. I have issues about my kids. I don't know. Like, I don't think, because of how I was personally raised, I don't know about just having somebody come into your household and adding somebody else's life.
No,
like, okay, now this is my man. I'm sorry.
So from a fundamental standpoint, what is the likelihood if there's, absolutely, which is nothing wrong with the way that you've gone about it, if there's no existing or pre-existing relationship between this gentleman and your children, and, well, without us being able to verify through him, if he has the same, or he looks at the relationship with the same quality that you do, how can you just say that this man allows you to do this? Because he doesn't live with you, right? He doesn't pay your bills, correct? Because you're working, you're coming home.
Well, he does help with that.
Oh my God! Wait, you're lying. Oh my God!
Well, to what degree, though? Wait a minute. To what degree?
I'm so bad. Like, why you do that?
He's paying your bills.
No, he helps with her bills.
No, he's helpful. He just helps. Yeah.
What is he?
No, dang, he's paying some bills. He's paying bills.
To what degree is he paying her bills?
It's nothing major. Just go ahead.
Give me a dollar.
We're not doing we're doing recreation. Nothing. Just bills.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. I would have this is probably about.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I would say between 250 and 3. That's probably about.
Where's
right.
his dad at? Where's
okay,
his dad
wait.
At?
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, that's not bad for convenience. Now I'm not gonna. And we don't have to
you
go
should
ahead.
Be paying her bills. Period.
Well, then.
Are you kidding me? There's not a free ride, people.
Why are you paying her bills?
He's not doing that. He's not
he's
doing
not,
that.
He's way more
paying
bills
that.
Than that.
That's,
yeah,
if
like one or two.
Any money into
that's
somebody else's bills, that's a problem. Especially when they're not in a real relationship.
The thing is, how are you going to validate the relationship?
Right.
You can't
do
it.
Other than just verbally, there's no. I'm not ready to marry anybody, so I can't say I'm like, okay, we should just go get married. I considered it, but my issues I have about my children, I feel that relationship is more important to me.
And yet he's still paying those bills. What a boy.
Very nice to him. And I am a nice. He likes me, okay?
Nice to me paying bills. He should not pay any of your bills, period.
I didn't ask him to.
Tell him to stop, then.
Well, tell him to stop. Can't you, but you won't tell him to stop.
I'm not telling him to stop, no.
See, there you go.
Well, wait a minute. He's paying you $200 or $300 a month. He doesn't live with you.
Right. I took his food and stuff. He comes over. He has to go home. No, you don't live here.
He ain't never spent the night.
Yes, he has. I said you can come over. You can't stay here. Because I do shared parenting, I say my children are not always at my house.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I
did something wrong with my opinion.
Okay, well, right. But all I'm trying to do is lay foundation for honesty, and PJ will remember the honesty.
Okay.
I want to get the honest part of it. And it goes back to the original question.
What do I lie about?
I didn't say you lied about anything. I'm just laying the foundation, and I'm tracking your answers. Because you're going to call him when you get home, right?
Oh, I have to.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get this straight real quick. So what you're telling me, the two of you are living together, right, or not?
No, we do not live together.
Okay, you do not live together. You are not really in a serious relationship. You have two children from another marriage, and this guy is paying some of your bills.
No, he's giving me
Oh, but hell no. Oh, hell.
You're not paying all my bills I got.
The couple hundred dollars becomes less of an issue for Squid because I'm trying to frame this contextually for the relationship from his position. Let's see, you live in Columbus, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's 614, that's how we do it. It's unacceptable.
To help somebody that you sleep with on a regular basis?
Why should he help you?
No, let me stop. Who helps you if you need help? Who is nice to you? Who talks to you? Who listens to your problems and everything else? It is a relationship to me. I don't know what a relationship is to other people.
What is the difference between prostitution and dating? And what's the difference?
If we're going to do it, we're going to do it. So what is the difference between prostitution and being married? Because you marry her, you don't pay your wife no more? You don't get her nothing?
I'm asking what the difference is.
Wait, no, did you see Webster's on the subject? Please tell me there's been prostitution today.
I don't believe giving money to a woman.
Hold up, everybody. Let's quit. Have the floor, please. Just give him that.
All I'm saying is, but one thing, particularly for Janelle, I'm sure you understand the relationship becomes legitimized with the marriage.
Yes, it does. I do know that.
okay, so
I know that because
not,
I've been married before, so that's true.
Right. So, but when he asked you that question, which you just let him set you up perfectly for, what he's saying is, what makes your situation, if he's paying you a couple hundred dollars a month, and that would fall a little further in line with me, because I don't know the depth of the relationship, because you've already said that the relationship is not particularly one of extreme value. Because
I'm not ready to be married. Hold on, because I'm ready to until I'm ready to be married, should I not date? I want to understand. So I make sure I understand for y'all.
Why are you accepting his money?
How are they not dating? I'm not talking to you.
Why are you accepting that man's money? That's my question. Why are you taking his money?
Is it in exchange for the relationship? In exchange for the relationship,
no,
or in exchange for the sex?
I never asked for it. I never said, can I? So if somebody can, he gave it to me and he continued to, so I didn't say
no.
Said
no,
either
say no. Why can't you say no? I don't want your money.
Is it in exchange for the sex or in exchange for the relationship?
Wow.
Not in exchange for
that's
either one.
Is somebody at daycare?
No, that's
in my house. I'm in my house. I don't know who that is.
Dean, what are you doing? Are they messing with the dog?
Mama's taking them out for ice cream, so they're all excited.
Oh,
okay.
Dean got a daycare. Dean's daycare on part two.
And that's beautiful because that
sure
keeps him happy. The
it
question,
sure
the thing that he's going, where we're going with this, Janelle, is
if you're in a relationship, go ahead.
Is the relationship or the money that he's given, and how would you know, in exchange for the relationship or in exchange for the sexual favors associated with this particular relationship?
All I have to say is I don't know. The person, this is what was said to me in the very beginning of the person handing me the money in the first place. They gave it to me in a car, and they're like, okay, just, I'm giving this to you because I just know sometimes you need help. And I said, okay, thank you.
I never asked the person for help.
I don't ask anybody for help. I don't know what to say about it.
Wait a minute. Was that before? But that was that before actual sexual contact? And we're not trying to get too deep, but was that before or after?
No, you're okay. I'm pretty sure it was probably after.
I'm sure it was.
Okay.
Immediately after. Not immediately after. While I was on the dresser.
It's not immediately after. It just brings certain things into context. He does live separate from you. I take it that he does live pretty comfortably, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so in other words, the $200 is not an inconvenience to him.
I don't think it's bothering him at all. I don't think it's like he's going to be broke without it, no.
It's the principle.
Okay, but his principles may say, which may be somewhat in line with the old squid, okay, for convenience, because you have no say-so in his house either, I'll take this.
I don't want his house. There's no way I could. It's his house. That's why he can't run mine.
Okay.
That's why we live separately.
So then back to Dean's question, and I think what he was framing it, the way he was trying to frame it, what he's putting out is, essentially, if that is that particular relationship, what he asked you about prostitution is to state that the only difference is in this particular scenario, he doesn't have to worry about vice jumping out of the bushes.
Did y'all not make me feel bad about myself? You're not doing anything wrong. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Now I'm lost.
Why are you accepting his money? That's wrong.
But wait, Dean, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you'll date a guy and they'll force the money on you.
Like, no,
I'm
sorry.
No,
I'm cool.
Hold on, Janelle. So you saying he forced the money on you?
Okay. I said I don't ever ask you for help or anything. He's like, no, I know sometimes you need help. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know,
so
I ain't gonna fight you to keep your money.
So did you need help when you said you needed help?
I need help at that very second? No.
As a man,
so why do you say
no? I got to talk to this guy.
Hold on.
What would have given that impression? What gave him the impression that you might have needed help? Something had to
because
give
he
impression.
Has because basically because of his the fact that he's more well off than I am. So I guess that's his assumption.
That
I don't know.
That doesn't mean you need help. Yeah, exactly.
No, that doesn't mean
you need help. No,
that doesn't mean I need help.
You
okay,
probably
so
called it or had dropped a bill on the floor or something because there's
okay,
no way you can handle your money.
Not that raggedy. I got bills. No.
Shit. Okay, let
she
me put it this way.
On
let
the
me put it.
Oh, my God.
Let me put it this way. I was dating a guy, and, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I have four children. So I'm a single mother.
Okay.
I have four children. He has no children. Now,
right?
Basically, I mean, you know, he sees how I live every day. He sees
exactly.
the things that I have, the things that I do. He sees the
mm-hmm.
things that I don't do. And one thing
mm-hmm.
that I never do, that I've never done, is I will go anywhere and go get my hair done. I just don't do that. I don't trust nobody in my head, and I
right.
really don't want nobody there. But he actually said, you know, I want to pay for you to get your hair done. Is that is he paying me for a service or something now? Because
apparently
he
thinks so.
That's not his responsibility for your hair. That's not his job.
I said it was, but he wants
but he,
to do
he,
it. He did
but in
it.
In fairness, he offered it to you, right? And again, I'm gonna pose the same question to you.
Oh, my God.
That I posed to Nell. Was
right.
this before or after?
I mean, you can put it
before, after, it was during the relationship. I mean,
no, he means after sex. Was it before or after sexual contact?
I can't.
First of all, the relationship wouldn't even continue if it had have been, even if it had have been sexual and there had have been things that happened. I mean, it's just that's not always the issue.
I know, but ma'am, I understand. But ma'am, was the answer yes or no? I lost. I'm sorry. Somewhere.
Okay, the answer was it was before any sexual contact.
So he paid
for
it.
Oh, y'all gonna make
no,
he pay for it regardless,
as
right?
As a matter of fact, I didn't take it from him. So what he told me is that, okay, well, what
hey, hold on, let me stop all
him?
Y'all. We got a caller. We only got 15 minutes left. We got a caller coming in from 916. 916, you on the air. Who we talking to?
This is Lynette. What's the topic? What's
oh, please,
going on?
The topic is, have you ever dated outside your race? If so, why did you? Did you turn it into a lifelong commitment? We got ventured off in left field, but you brought us back to reality. So, should I ask you, have you ever dated outside your race?
No, I haven't, but I'm ready to try.
Girl, try.
And why is that? Please tell us why.
Why? Because I'm tired of black men just being worthless.
Uh-oh, Dean.
Whoa.
Ooh. Ooh, bang, from way
why
downtown.
Why are you tired of black men?
That was
pardon
me? Oh.
Happiness doesn't have a color. Remember, happiness doesn't have a color. Leave her alone.
No, it doesn't. No, but she said she's tired of black men being. She said
worthless.
Worthless.
They seem
and that's
like
fair.
Now
that's,
it's just
and that's fair. And that's fair. And it's also fair in the context of why black men date outside of their race. Also, correct?
Oh,
the exact
really?
Same that it,
really?
Exact, no, the exact, exact same answer.
Not
that,
all. Not
answer,
all.
But
no,
I feel that a lot of black men date out they. A lot of black men that out they race because they say black women are, they run off the mouth too much and this and that, they materialistic, but
black
in all actuality, white women are most the most materialistic women in the world. They've always wanted Mercedes and fake boobs and all of that.
They're willing to be quiet to get it. They're willing to be quiet to get it.
Exactly.
That's the problem. You got to be quiet to get it.
Okay, so then, if talking about value, who establishes the value? Who establishes the value?
Who establishes the value?
The one who said that they're worthless. The one who said they're worthless. Who established the value of the gentleman? Did you establish the value?
No, myself and a lot of my lady friends have.
But that has nothing to do with you. I said, did you establish what his value was? Are you
yes,
making that determination? Okay, well, then that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
So to the panelists, what would make it unfair if you reverse the situation?
It's not. I think everybody should date whoever they want to. I really do believe
right.
that.
Right.
I don't have anything to do with
yeah.
that. all I'm saying now is it's come to a part to a point in my life where if I wanted to, I don't see the big deal. I'm not bothering anybody. And on top of that, a lot more has to do with how somebody treats you than what color they are.
I'm glad you said that. And you don't think that is part of, right? You don't think that's part of the reason why black men may tend to date outside their race?
I don't know, because I don't know why everybody doesn't. They do.
Some men do it intentionally. That's the part I don't like. I don't like it when it's done intentionally. I don't have a
how
problem with it.
There you go. There you go.
How would you know it's done intentionally?
Because
some
guys,
will say it.
Because someone will say it. I ain't going to never date
a
black woman. How can you say never? You can't say never.
Well, maybe the white woman is actually
even
more
in
attractive.
The look.
Maybe the white woman is more attractive.
Well, that's different, but that's not what he said, though. And I mean,
right,
so to me, but the thing is like I said, but okay, that's fine. You might not be attracted to him, but to sit up there and just actually just, you know, basically be racist towards your own people. See, I'm not that way. I'm not gonna have that where I'm gonna say, oh, I ain't gonna never date another black man. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not gonna do
that.
I'm not willing to do that. Because I'm excluding them because of their race. That's what racism is. You exclude someone because of their race.
Let me stop everybody one time. I got something I want to put out there real quick. We got some 10 minutes left. Everybody not knowing is popping in the net. That was my ex-wife. No, hold on. I mean, we cool now, but I dated outside of my race, and then she married me.
Okay.
But,
you are cooking
with that.
She almost killed her before that happened, but anyway,
ooh.
I just want to say
that. But what I'm saying is just like my friend that looks white, who is black. He was all over her. He wanted to get all in. He wanted her number and everything. And I said, you know, and basically I'm playing devil's advocate. I said, you know she's black, right? And he stopped dead in his tracks.
Of course he did. Never mind.
What do you mean, of course he did? Just because it's his choice. If he doesn't want black women, that's
no,
fine.
No.
But
I'm saying that's racist.
That's not racist. That's a choice
that
made.
No, it's not. It's racist.
So cut it. So am I racist because I date outside of my race?
No. I didn't.
No,
that's
not what you said.
You missed it.
I got it. Right. Hold on. So if I don't like eating squid, okay, and all of a sudden I'm eating something that I don't know what's inside, like I'm eating some type of soup. And they're like, you know what? It's got squid inside of it. And I say, ooh, I don't even want the soup. That doesn't make me racist. It's just a choice I don't want to do.
Racism is based on you excluding someone because of their race.
It's his right to exclude anybody he chooses to, and y'all got to accept that.
Anyway.
So then why is racism against the law then? Because they can exclude whoever the hell they want to. If it's not a problem,
actually, the racism is not against the law.
Then it's not a problem.
Racism is not against the law.
Discrimination is.
Yes, ma'am, you're correct.
Okay, then discriminate.
We're playing word games. I love word games.
So you going to take him to court because you found out he ain't like a black woman and he said, forget it, you can't. That's just his choice.
And he'll definitely go to
court. There was nothing wrong with her before.
All right. I'm sure
he
could justify it. I'm sure it'd be easily justifiable too. So.
He discriminated. Since you want to put it that way, he discriminated against her because she was a black woman.
All I said was
I just don't like it when people do it based on that. I don't have a problem.
Right.
If you are attracted to white women, that's your attraction.
What?
It doesn't mean you're discriminating. That's just your attraction. You're going to look at Mariah Carey because you think she a white woman, but then all of a sudden now you don't want to look at her no more because now you know she's black.
That's a choice.
We all have our own preferences, though.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can't get mad. It's like your preference to run that little
She has the look. The only reason now her look ain't any good is because she's not white.
Well,
he
hey,
had
okay, okay, okay. I don't like big women. I don't like Neil Carter type women. Okay.
There you go.
So I'm blindfolded. So if I'm blindfolded, and I hear this woman, hey, you know, all this saying all these sweet things to me,
same
all these
thing
sweet and I lift up that blindfold, and I see she's about 350, wears some moo-moo pants. I'm rolling the other way. And what do you call that? I'm discriminating.
Well, I guess I'm racist, too, because I don't like little men, if you know what I mean.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
it.
Hold on, everybody. We got
to
call. 706, you on the air. Who are we talking to?
What's up, TJ? This is Miss Nubian. What's going on?
What's up, Miss Nubian? You called in 6 minutes ago. Nubian what? That's Nubian.
Oh, God.
Miss Nubian. Hey, calm down, Dean. Dean, calm down. Is her name Nubian, or she's like Nubian as a Nubian princess? That's Miss Nubian, man. That's my family. Okay, I'll back down there. You lucky, man. Thank you.
Well, you had to say something quick, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to cut it down. Dean was finna get her.
Oh, really?
We were talking about the other day that outside that
I got to get back. It's not a problem. I got to get back. It's not a problem.
Get
it. Get
a Nubian. Why you call yourself a Nubian what?
That's
a Nubian
just,
what?
That's just my. That's just the name I go by. Just Miss Nubian. That's all it is. Miss Nubian.
Oh.
I picked it. I want it. I got it.
Here, get over it.
Okay. That's right.
You ever dated outside your race?
One time.
Yay for
Ms. I mean, just went to the movies. That's all. It wasn't nothing else. And talked on the phone a couple of times. That was it.
You
know,
while.
Nah, I'm engaged, so I'm not, you know, swinging that way.
Hey, does your man have his spine in the backyard like some of these other men on the these women?
No, don't. Let me tell you something. Don't
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What did you say?
Is your man because he's weak? Is your man's spine in the dug in the backyard like most of these men that some of these women are with right now? That's my question.
Nah.
Is he had a household in your relationship? Is he had a household or is it you?
It's an equal thing. We're both. I mean, what's up?
It can't
what's
be
up?
Equal. It's one or the other.
It's
the
one.
Yeah.
Nah. There's no equal.
Nah. Yes.
Yeah. There's
is.
No equal.
Yes,
according to them.
Wow.
According to yeah. Okay.
Get back on, Squid.
What's the topic, man? Because my girl Soul Princess called me, PJ, and she told me you were on the air. So, hey, I'm giving you a call, but I'm not sure what's the subject tonight. What you guys beefing about? What's up?
Interracial dating and weak men.
Interracial dating and weak men?
Yeah.
Wow.
And weak women, too.
And weak women.
Weak
women.
Weak
women and weak men.
What's up with the interracial dating?
I was asking if you ever dated outside of your race. If you have...
I mean, it wasn't nothing. It was like maybe a 2 week thing or whatever. You know, we went to the movies, like I said, and we conversated on the phone. That was it.
What's your view when you see another man with another race woman?
Whatever. That's your preference. If that's what you want, go ahead. I don't care.
What if he ended things with her and try to come back and talk to you?
If he's with her, come and try to talk to me?
No, I'm saying he done ended his relationship with her. Now he's coming back and he want to pursue things with you.
Oh, well, he was with a white person.
Yeah.
So now he want to come back to a black person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back to you. Come back to me. It all depends on the what's going on. But I usually never go back. So it probably would be a wrap after that. If he wants to go towards another woman, whether it's black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, it doesn't even matter, you know?
Right. If somebody leaves you for somebody else, you have to decide if you want them back. It don't matter what color they are.
Doesn't matter. Miss Nubian sound like her man doesn't pee sitting down, so I got to give her a little respect.
Oh!
That's pretty good.
Okay.
He pee sitting down?
Yeah,
wow.
That's what weak men
haters.
Do. That's what men with no spine
haters.
Do. That's what men that pee.
Tell me. What's your definition of a strong black? Are you black? I'm sorry. What color are you?
We all black on this panel.
Okay, all right. So what is your view on a strong man? What's up? What is it? Tell me, since you're saying weak men, so you must be the ultimate man.
I am the ultimate man.
Are you the man that's seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty? Who are you supposed to be, sweetie?
No, there is no God.
Who
are
you
supposed
to be?
No,
who
God.
Do you supposed
who?
To be?
There
I'm trying to figure
no
out.
God. I'm
an atheist, so I'm not standing in no hand.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, we'll leave that alone. But that's like a phrase that, you know, people usually, you know, they say. So I want to know what makes you stand out from the rest of these men, weak men that you say. What's the truth?
Because I live in honesty and truth.
Oh,
wow.
Okay,
everybody's eyes, I'm living the truth.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Okay.
And everybody, Squid.
Hey, PJ, for Miss Nubian, your question was answered. You made reference to, is he a man that sits at the right hand of God? Then there is no equal for you.
All right, we got 60 seconds left, y'all. You know, it's been very...
I need to ask Miss Newman a quick question. Miss Newman,
made the statement that he has... Are you the kind of man that sits at the right hand of God? There is no equal for you.
Miss Newman, let me ask you a question. Are you a religious person, Miss Newman?
Oh, yes, I definitely believe.
And you're engaged right now, right?
Yes, I am.
And you're living with that man, right?
We're not living together, baby. My man is in Iraq, okay? We don't live together. Thank you.
I hope he's safe, but I hope you haven't had sex with this man yet, right?
And if I have, that will be between me, him, and God, okay? That will be between whomever I feel like I need to confess it to. Because one thing that you have to understand.
He's picking you. Don't let him pick you, Miss Newman.
How can you live it by God's word? Hallelujah. I told you, that's me.
I'm the only one that got an answer to everything that I've done.
I love this church thing.
Don't bring up the Lord to talk with me.
Stop entertaining him, Miss Nubian. Stop entertaining him.
Because you're living
by the right hand of your God, as you say.
Individuality, baby. Individuality. You got the right to think and feel whatever you want to.
Right.
Just like you said, I have the same thing.
I love it.
Ring the bell, TJ. Ring the bell,
TJ. I should have called in early when Miss Soul Princess told me to call in, but I'm like, okay, I'll wait, you know, because I want to get in on the beat as far as interracial dating. Hey, PJ, is this the same? Are you dating like a white woman, guy? Are you the one that, because I know Soul Princess called me, PJ, and that's your girl. She was a little upset because I think she said something about somebody saying when they look at their kids, you know, they gorgeous and this and that and obviously.
They love my kids are good models. They matter of fact, they setting them up to become models. They're so beautiful.
You know what? Actually, it never hardly ever fails when you mix two race couples.
I know.
Going to get a light skinned child with a good hair.
I don't think that's true because my son is very light skinned and his father is black.
Yeah, and my daughter is light skinned also. You would think she's mixed with something, but
everybody can't talk.
My kids are dark brown and attractive. They're dark brown and attractive, and I'm happy that they're dark brown.
I don't know, but now to me, a lot of biracial children are ugly nowadays. They
thank you.
Half of them look like they got half.
Dean, are your kids ugly, man?
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying your kids are ugly, but I'm saying that my kids are brown. I don't think they're ugly.
Yeah, and my kids are brown skinned, and they're not ugly. You don't have to get with a white man or a white woman. You don't have to get with somebody white or black just to make a nice looking child.
Exactly. That's ridiculous. That's very stupid.
School is tough for most black men if they know that a mixed chick is bad. I mean, I'm talking about bad. I'm talking about one that we can have relations with.
Right.
What do they call them?
Mulatto.
Depends on who you talk to. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Hold on. Really ignorant now? That's okay.
It's very ignorant. When you start talking about biracial children, that's sad when you're basing a child on if the mother's white or Mexican.
Right.
That's bad.
That is horrible.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. I don't know who would do that.
I just want to tell you, I'm glad that your kids are light-skinned, because I'd be damned if one of them would have came out dark as I don't know what. You probably wouldn't show that much love that you would show to the light-skinned one. And that right there is wrong. So your kids are light-skinned and that they're not dark, because that child will have a hell of a life in his hand, because his father or her father is looking at them differently because they are dark. Okay,
wow.
So your kids are gonna, you know, I'm glad.
God said that.
Oh yeah,
God.
Yeah. Hey,
they might
he gave me the
go ahead. Blackest
the
person in the world.
Okay?
Praise
you
God.
Know?
Praise God. Amen.
You
praise
know, we right. Thank you, man. Check us out next Thursday. You know where to find us. At, all right. Peace out.
It was
be good.
Bye,
baby.
There was a spike in estrogen just then, wasn't there?
I know. This
what?
Is
a very high spike.
Black men don't want to deal with it. Y'all ladies all at it. Wow.
Black men love me, by the way, people. Why do I keep saying they don't like black
men?
Oh,
no, they do love you because their spines are in the backyard because you look for those weak men.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, when you say they love you, they love you. Of course, all men like women.
I'm not light skinned, and I'm not like toothpick thin. I'm not Neil Carter.
You know what?
No,
listen.
You're
a woman.
You want me to show you how?
It doesn't matter. All men like
female.
All men are trying to get in your pants. So that's a
no. No. I don't mean that. I know what that means. I understand that. But I'm talking about they like me. As we sit, we talk, we have a good time. It's not about you.
Why is that?
Because they want to get in your pants.
We have lots of black men.
That's not true.
Can I have friends?
I have
one male. Men and women can't be friends. That we gonna go to now? They can't be. I wasn't that last week.
No. All I want to say is,
I seduced my ex husband. When we met, I seduced him.
PJ,
I came on to him.
But PJ, can I introduce you to them?
Hold on. Quick, go ahead.
How do you
do I have permission? Do I have permission to? Do I have permission to enter? If you think that he can be your friend, I'm gonna offer to you what's called a squid litmus test.
Can I say what it is?
All you have to do is to prove Squid wrong, and there's a steak dinner on it. Offer him the pussy and see if he don't get it.
Open your legs.
Offer.
If he doesn't get it, beyond there being a cycle going on or some other issue, Squid will buy you dinner.
I don't think all men are like that.
You think he's taking you out because he really wants to get to know you, right?
Yeah.
No. That was already my friend.
Your friend.
I met him at work. We were friends. He didn't say he was going to go out.
It doesn't matter. Open your legs.
So basically, any man who wants to be my friend, he's like, hey, do you want some coochie? See how that go for me.
I don't think that's true. I have a lot of male friends.
I hope it's not.
But wait, ladies, what's so special about you? That's the question. What is so special about you?
Wow.
Tell me, ladies.
What do you mean about me
so
in particular?
You know what? It doesn't
matter. I think I'm a very good friend.
About you because it's up to us men to determine if you're special or not. It's not.
It's the friend issue. I'm back on man. Well, I don't know what the ratio is. I don't know what the ratio is.
Y'all have no women friends.
Nope.
I have no need for them.
My best friend is a woman who has little children that look like me. So that's my best friend.
I have no need for them.
None whatsoever.
Y'all have more
issues
than I thought.
Yeah, y'all got
business.
I have male and female friends. You have problems.
I have business associates, but not no friends. I wouldn't even lie. What need
okay,
do I
I'm
have
sorry.
For a lady
no, let's
friend?
Stop. I'll say this too. Some people don't know what friends are. So
exactly.
I don't use the term friend loosely. My mother raised me not to just call everybody my friend. So if I say that's my friend, that ain't my personal opinion means if you need help, I'll help you. If you're hurt, I'm gonna help you. You got a man. Guy,
and you're the one with a man, and you have male friends.
Oh, yeah, right? Before I met him.
Y'all have a MySpace. All you ladies have MySpaces, don't you?
No, I do not. No, I do not. I told you, that's not MySpace. That's your space. Have fun. I do not.
I have male friends.
Don't go back to
you have male friends.
Well, I have a man. My man lives in New York, and I live in California.
Oh, that's why. Oh, because you can get away with it. Good job. That's good. Long distance relationship.
Yeah,
really good work.
But no, I actually, for real, though, if he was here, if we lived together, I have the type of male friends that they have wives and children. These friends go back to high school.
They go back to high school.
These are her friends. They are my friends. When my male friends got married, they invited me to their wedding.
That's not their friend.
Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't matter. A friend will not run up into your damn rib section, right?
No, see, that's not. That's not true. Well, my friends, their wives invite. Yeah, y'all are ignorant. Because my friends, their wives invite me to baby showers and stuff like that.
It doesn't matter if you offer it.
Well, help me out. Help us out with the litmus test, please.
Let me break it down, ladies. If you had to take that man who's married and get him in a closed area and say, you know what, no one's going to know about this, you can have it right now. And if that man tells you no, either he's committed to his wife or he's gay or he thinks you're unattractive.
Oh, wow. Really?
No, men do it to women that they ain't attracted to. Trust me.
They do it to anybody.
They do it to
anybody. Well, at least Squeeze will. Squeeze never had those kind of things. As long as you wasn't fat, Squeeze was going to stick you. And I've had him from the top to the bottom.
And these ladies are in denial. Y'all ladies are in denial. Y'all just in denial.
It can't be you just messed up. Hold on, but listen. I have male friends that I've never slept with. So
never.
What does that mean?
Did you offer it to him? Not that he had to work for it. Did you offer him any?
Why would I offer my friend something like that?
Yeah.
But that was determined when it was your friendship.
See, my thing is you don't have a definition of a friend. I have female friends and I have male friends. And I treat all my friends the same.
Okay, let me ask a question.
I don't fuck all my friends. All
right, let me ask you a question. Who's the one that has a man? Who's the one that has a spineless man and has friends?
I have a man.
You have a man, and you have male friends too, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So you're telling me your man can't give you everything that these male guys are giving you?
Well, we have my male friends. They live in different states. They live, you know, so we're not, you know, connected on an every week basis, all week, every day. We've been on vacation.
I'm talking about associates.
Your man can't fulfill all the needs that your friends can give you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying he can't. He should be your man. Nobody has any friend other than the person they're with.
Then nobody can have a friend other than the person they're with. Are you kidding?
That's ridiculous. I feel sorry for y'all women.
Everybody, hold on. Hello, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Please, okay. Check this out. Okay, this is one question. And with the friends, if they offered... or they wanted to pursue the friend that y'all have, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever came at you? I'm not talking about high school friend. Even if them too, they came at you and said, "I wanted something more," and then you said no. Are y'all still friends after that?
My one friend
did try to sleep with me, and after I stopped crying.
Oh my
God! 6 months later, I wouldn't sleep with none of my friends. So I'm like, I'm your friend. Why would you even attempt to sleep with me? And six months later,
he's a man before anything else.
I understand that.
Because you're saying you can't. Men and women cannot.
Nobody else has ever tried. No other man.
Hey,
no,
do we need to reiterate the 8 strikes thing?
Oh my God!
Huh?
No way. We don't need to do that because I'm gonna break
well,
it right here.
I'm not
here.
Gonna
Take
even lie. All my male friends have came on to me, but I'm like, look, we friends.
So then why
were
you? Why would you? If you have a man and you know these guys can come on to you, that's disrespectful to your man.
No, that was in the past. I'm not talking about in the present. I'm not talking about the present. I'm talking about the present.
Are they still your friends, Lynette?
Huh?
Are they still your friends?
Yeah, I still have male friends. Yeah, I'm my friend.
No. I'm talking about the ones that came up to you. I was married to you.
Are we still?
Me and you already now. We crossed that line years ago, but don't trip now. That's
your friend.
And guess what? And he didn't come when I met PJ. He didn't come on to me. I turned his ass out.
I seduced him,
so you guys say, "Oh, if you got a male friend, he gonna come on to you." And listen, it just depends on the type of man you're dealing with. If he's respectful and he has morals and values, a lot of men don't realize when you don't come on to a woman, that makes her want you even more. I'd rather a man sit back.
A lot of men don't know that.
And if they just sit down and be quiet, they might get a little bit.
Two myths are gone. First of all, you can't seduce a man because you're not going to make him resist an impulse. You're not going to make him resist an impulse. You could cause seduction, but men are like fish. Do you clap when you see a fish swim?
No,
because that's what they do. Because that's what they do. They're genetically engineered to swim. Period.
Oh, wow.
Offer up the sex and see if he doesn't beat the lining out of it, or at least attempt to or want to.
That's if he can beat the lining out of it.
It won't keep him from trying to get it, though. It don't matter to you.
I'm telling you. Men and women can't be friends. That's it. They can't.
It wouldn't matter if you were. I'll get y'all.
How long y'all been married for? I want to know how long y'all been married and having these friends for?
I'm not married anymore.
How long have
you
been married for?
Hey, PJ, that's a common thing with these women, ain't it? What you say, Squid? That's a common theme with a lot of women that call a lot of these shows.
I won't be talking to y'all.
Your man is making rose petals in the backyard or knitting or something. So
he loves me.
Where are he from? You got a little accent yourself. You must be from the East Coast, Miss.
You don't Maryland, baby.
Maryland.
Which one? Oh, okay. He's talking about Dean.
Real men come out of there, boy. Not no spineless ones that she's got. Where is he at anyway?
Spineless men all over this world. Y'all all spineless.
Anyway?
If I had you, you'd be spineless.
Please.
How y'all being spineless to a certain extent?
Anybody can become spineless. Anybody
can. You'll be calling me daddy by day night. Come
whatever.
On, girl,
if you get a good woman and your woman treating you good, you're going to bow down to her.
Yeah, you'll sit down and be quiet.
You know, sit down and be
quiet. You ain't got to worry about stuff. Let somebody else do it. Most men don't know what you're doing.
I was good to my ex. The only reason why we divorced is because he wanted to go out there and do his thing.
So that means he wasn't faithful to you in the first place.
Well, he was faithful until he moved me back to his state. So he figured, okay, I'm moving her. You know, she's on my turf now. I'm not no fool. I'm sharp.
That validates what Dean just said. He never was faithful to you. He just wanted you there too.
There you go. But they don't want to listen to truth.
I don't think that's
true. Hey, hold on. Y'all better be down. Hey, man.
What? Yeah.
Hold on. Why don't you think that's true?
That ain't
true.
Yeah,
I'm lost.
Why?
Because
they're
men. They know all men.
Yeah, they don't. Oh, my God. Who? Do any of y'all got degrees?
I can't speak for all women.
I got a plan degree.
Listen.
A plan degree?
Yeah, listen, ladies. It doesn't matter how many degrees we have or how many degrees you ladies have. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we're going to choose you by your character. You're either going to be the booty call or wife material. There's nothing you ladies can do. So you got to accept that, except if he's spineless and they're weak and they pay your rent. And they say,
you're a hater.
What can I do now? Because you know what?
So you don't pay your rent. You don't pay your woman's. You don't pay your woman's mortgage. I mean, so do you have a woman?
Weak men pay.
Do you have a woman?
Weak kids.
Do you have a woman?
You don't want to know what I have. You don't want
to
know because
you don't
want to
know.
I don't want to go there.
Go ahead, Dean. Go ahead and tell him.
Oh, man, don't wait a minute. First of all, as a disclaimer, whether or not it's good, it has nothing to do with him. Go ahead, Dean.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I ain't getting him credit for shit. Go ahead.
Man. I can't help it if I've got the ultimate woman in the world, man. My woman is so clean. My boys wish they could clone my woman. That's how clone my woman is.
Does she listen to this? But does she listen to this?
Huh? Does she listen to
what? She listen to you. To you.
Hey, you got a smiling woman. You got a smiling woman, then.
No, I've got an independent woman. I've got an independent woman.
Well, majority of women nowadays are independent.
No,
I don't know that. What do you mean?
No.
I don't affiliate myself with women that aren't independent. So
yeah,
I don't
mess with people. I can't do it. Not men or...
All my girls do what they do. They work,
provide. I love y'all, man. Y'all made the show a spectacular night. We still on, but I'm about to go bound out. I got to go to work.
I want a man to come on Saturday night show. The DTV.
What time?
Write that down. I want your man to come on Saturday night show, and I want to talk to him.
What's on tonight's show, Dean?
No, we're Jay Murphy's old. But matter of fact, tell him to come on Jay Murphy's show.
Come on tonight.
Tell him to call in tonight. It's area code 347-838-8420.
What's the number? 347?
I want to meet a weak man. It's 347.
No,
and you won't.
Saturday.
And you won't.
And please don't come on Saturday. Please don't.
Say the number. I don't want a weak woman. I need it. What's the phone number?
347-838-8420. Now make sure he has his permission slip with him when he calls in. Because I don't want to get him in trouble.
And it's Saturday, right?
No, tonight.
Tonight at 10:30. And what is the topic?
It doesn't matter what the topic is. We want to meet a spineless man, that's all.
You're never going to meet one, but I'll tell my baby to call my baby. You got to call her. They're really sick.
I'm a very strong, dominant woman, so I can't deal with a spineless.
I just want to pay someone's bills and pee sitting down. That's all I want to know.
You don't pee sitting down.
I don't deal with that. I can't deal with no weak man because I'm a strong woman. So if I had a weak man, I wouldn't have. I don't need no man that I can run.
You don't see him as weak.
Hey, Lynette, hold on 1 second, Dean. Hold on. Lynette, you know why we're calling it? Why we've been calling him weak? Janelle came up and said she picked her man so that she can be in control of him. That's why we've been calling him weak all night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I
if you wasn't weak, I was with you.
Oh.
I said he wasn't weak. So I don't deal with weak men.
Listen to that.
DJ was a good man. He was a very good man. He just was, you know, young at the time and childish. Like, to this day, he wish he could have me in his life.
Wait a second. Young and childish is not a negative. Young and childish
that
is not a negative.
But if you got something good.
I'm young and childish.
But we had something good. We had everything.
I have something good, too. Young and childish is not a reason to get rid of somebody.
Yeah, but you're not young.
But let me guess, you wanted to change him, right?
No, because we did. We went out when he went out with his friends. He did him. I was home. We had a top-notch house. I cooked. I cleaned. Gave him everything a woman could give him. I think I'm a very attractive woman. But he went out in them streets and he settled for less. If you're going to do me wrong, do wrong with something that's better and above me.
I get to go out on the street at 1, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but I did that. But I'm saying when you cheat, don't cheat with something that's less than me.
Oh, well,
you know. So I was a very good woman. I was a very good woman. I think I'm very attractive. I'm not insecure.
Wait. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
You're 5. What's your pant size?
Another 5'11 and a half.
What's your pant size, please?
My pant size is 16.
Oh my. Okay. Never mind. Okay.
I'm attractive. I'm very secure with myself.
Okay. See,
no, I'm not fat.
Yeah,
I'm not out of shape.
PJ, how tall are you? How tall are you, PJ?
I'm 6'5".
6'5". Okay.
All I can say is catch up bottle, man.
Hey, I digress. I understand you think you're a beautiful woman. I'm saying you're not, but.
She's beautiful now. Hold on now. She's beautiful.
No, I'm not just saying that.
You have a MySpace? We can see you.
Yeah, but I'm not about to do all that on.
I just
want to
count how many men you have on your MySpace. That's all. I don't want to see your picture.
You know what? But that's. You know what? My nephew made that page, and it's really for my family.
Oh, blame the poor child.
Friends.
Oh, the little lad.
But I do have a page. I have friends on there, but.
Yeah,
I'm not like a lot of females on there. I get a lot of majority men hit me up because I'm not the woman on there with the bikini and all that. I can look good with clothes.
You don't believe that.
Majority of females on there got bikinis on.
Hey, I'm going to step in her defense because my page is not like that either.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to the Smurf Village on Saturday because y'all are living some lies. Y'all believe the lies that you're telling
yourself. First of all, you know what MySpace does? MySpace says, I need attention. Who's going to give me attention? And I'm a problem.
Not my page. I got.
Listen,
you're
not understanding. Okay, you're a man, right? Let me ask you a question. Where do you go? Do you have a penis?
No.
And how can you tell? Where's your credibility about the mindset of a man come from? Don't you know some men lie? It's very rare that a man tells you the truth. You know that, right?
No, well, the ones they're honest. I meet men and say, I got a wife, you attractive. I've had men offer me money.
Why are you talking to you? Of course.
I live in Las Vegas, so it's a lot of men that they be in Vegas with their wives. And
Take the litmus test. If it's about you, take the litmus test.
Because you know what? When I met my woman, I didn't want to have sex with her. I didn't want to have sex when I met my woman. Nope, I did not.
Well, I guess I got a good man now because he didn't want to have sex with me when we met.
Your man is spineless. He has to ask for permission to have sex with you.
No, he's not.
He's only paying $200 a month for the convenience.
My man
he's from the East Coast. They don't believe in just breaking bread and doing that.
Have him call the show then because until then, we all believe in unicorns and smurfs.
Y'all got jokes.
We're dead serious.
I'm not joking.
I think you are kidding because my man is not weak.
If anybody
is weak in the relationship is me because I'm like, damn, I tolerate a lot of shit.
Any man that's going to pay $200 or $300 of his hard-earned money for something
that's not my man.
Wait a minute, Dean. She just said she tolerates a whole lot.
I tolerate more than he does.
So why are you with him if you have to tolerate? Why are you with him then if you have to tolerate something?
Because it's just, I guess, because he lives in New York and I live in California.
So you don't know what he's doing then. Okay, never mind then.
But you know what? But it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Whatever he's doing, let him do it. But when it comes down to it, he know he got something that's real over here.
Yeah,
he's going to be like, this woman.
Next time you see him, make him take a blood test. I just want you to, he's in New York, right? Did you know one out of every four people have herpes?
I'm a mother.
No, but
so
I understand
don't
that, but
like
condoms
that.
Are 50%, condoms won't save you. They're
50%. Yeah, not from her.
It won't prevent HPV either.
So I'm just saying to you, I'm not joking.
Right.
Please have him take a blood test before you have any contact with
him. I'm not worried about that because he's a Christian man. He's not no blood.
Christian man.
Oh my!
Christian man.
What's wrong with Christian men?
No, hold up.
You just gotta know your partner. I'm not going because see, I'm not gonna let the devil trick my mind, and that's what y'all trying to do.
But still, hold on.
You can't put a man down that loves the Lord because a half of them.
Oh, yes, I can.
We're not putting him down.
They're just basically saying you got to protect yourself regardless of if he's a Christian man.
You don't have to tell a 32-year-old woman that. You
sure
tell these little 20-year-old boppers that a woman knows better.
No, not all. I know I do.
Yeah, well, that's those kind of women. I'm not that type of woman. So
well, I'm just asking. So he's a virgin then, right? He's a Christian man, so he's a virgin right now then, right?
No, he's not a virgin. He's a 38-year-old man with no children.
But that doesn't matter. He's having sex, though, out of wedlock then, right?
Have you had sex out of wedlock?
I'm an atheist. I can do that. It's okay for me because I don't believe in your Bible, so I can do that. So I'm asking
you.
He's
going to get you there.
Are you an atheist?
So I'm asking, she's new to the show.
That's right.
No, I refuse that in the name of Jesus.
Oh my God! Praise God! Yes, Jesus. Oh my God! I'm burning. But anyway, so the question is he having sex out of wedlock? That's my question.
No, he's not.
Oh, so he's never. Okay, so you two have never had any kind of relationship.
Never
like
has.
That.
No, we haven't. Okay. Never have. Right. I went to New York last month and was out there for a week. No sex. He came out here in April. No sex.
Okay. Wow.
And we just decided to commit to each other. We're going to be in a relationship, and it's going to be – he's going to relocate to California, or I'm going to relocate there. But I tell him I'm not relocating until there's a ring on my finger. So
a ring on your finger? Does it matter how much the ring is?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, because I would tell him to get you a Cuban zirconium one.
No, he's a good man, though. I have a really good guy in my life.
How long y'all been together for?
Pardon me? No, we've been knowing each other a year and a half. We met through family members at a football game on my birthday. So.
And y'all have never lived together before, right?
Never lived together.
And you're going to make a serious move to move in or go across the country to live with someone you've never lived with before.
Honestly, I believe he's going to relocate because I've done that before.
Well,
I did that for TJ, so I'm not going to
save his apartment and tell him don't give up the lease yet.
No, he's not. He owns his house, so what he said he would do, he'll just rent it out.
So y'all going to get married and then live together then, right?
Yeah, and that's like in the future. I'm not trying to get married tomorrow.
Why not?
I've done that once before. I'm not going to do it again. This time
okay.
It's going to be right.
You're saying the right thing. You're backing the atheist down. You're saying some good things.
Yeah, because I got married. PJ and I got married like that. So I'm not going to do that
okay.
again.
All right. I give you credit. I'll bow down. See? Yeah, that's good. It's just not too many people are like you. So I got to give you credit.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, a lot of people see me when I go out and stuff. They be like, oh, y'all know you got hella niggas. And I don't even deal with a lot of cats. Yep. People think I'm off, you know, I'm the type of female that's materialistic or bougie. But once you get to know me and be around me and really you see who I am, I'm none of those things.
Now, wait a second. You say you have kids, right?
Pardon me?
You say you have kids, right?
I have a 5-year-old son, yes.
Okay, and the dad's taking care of the kid, right?
Oh, yeah, he plays with child support and
all right, that's good.
Different
okay,
holidays.
All right, wow. Look at there. Hey, I got to get some credit.
I'm not going to knock him.
No,
know?
I need to get someone some credit, though. I'm giving. Hey, you know me, I'm always looking for those churches that say I believe in God, but, you know,
but
don't
see,
live by
his faith, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm all sanctified because I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. You know, but I do believe in God. You know, I'm trying to live right, but I know I'm not perfect.
Oh, boy. I love it.
Yeah. You love what? I'm just going to be honest. I have girlfriends that go to church every Sunday. And they be out kicking it at the club Saturday and Friday and fucking Tom, Dick, and ooh, excuse my French. Sleeping with Tom, Dick, and Harry. And, you know, they not keeping it real. I'm going to be real. Anything you want to ask me, I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to keep it raw and uncut.
And you got the Spanish title on the other end.
Oh, snap.
How long y'all been doing this radio thing.
It's been going on for a while, but I'm new to the game.
Oh, you're new to the game. Oh, okay.
Dean is a veteran. I mean,
yeah,
he's
please don't call Saturday. Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, please, call, gotta call. Yeah. Please don't do it. Cause
and if you call Saturday, tell them. The only thing is like this: if you call Saturday, and as long as you're truth based, you'll be fine because the questions will come. the host of the Saturday night show. I've had to live there because I had a pretty good life. So I'm down in the sewer. So whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm in the sewer also. So you know, but I live by truth.
That's it. That's all we do. We live by the truth. And I've done it all.
You have to. Lies will not get you nowhere because you could ask a person the same thing the following week, and they'll tell you something totally different. So, you know, if you don't keep it real.
Hey, fellas, once again, man, it's been lovely, man. I'm about to drop off. You know, hey, I got y'all. Man, I'm going to call in a little bit here with Jay Marshall, right, man. But, Squid, Dean.
Hey, ladies, keep your heads up, ladies. Keep your heads up. You have
value. Okay, take care, everybody.
Keep your draws, too. Keep your draws up.
Yeah, it's too much going on around here.
Y'all take care, and if you want to, you can always call in to the school. What was it? The Dean TV show.
Yeah, they don't
want to
do that, though, because it's too much going on.
No, they can call in and listen. Well, don't call in with no fools. It's not get cut up. But, hey, Saturday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Your host DJ Squid will be going ahead, kicking it around, going over some of the topics of the week, and we'll always have fun. Hey, PJ, appreciate the love. Y'all, thank you. Go ahead and talk to my designer.
Okay, all right,
holla one time.